If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
Check, hello, check, check, hello, check, 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 hello, check, check, hello, check. Hey, what's up?
That's garbage. That's baloney. The American people won't stand for it.
I am LA's news, and I hope I deliver the goods, but I got to admit that I don't care anymore. It's because I have the seniority.
You're such a dick.
I'm not comfortable with this dialogue.
You are such a dick.
You're 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 dead.
Whoa, wow.
Language.
One quality show after another, each one fresher and more brilliant than the last. If they only stumbled once, they won't. They won't let me live.
And now,
you take the good, you take the bad, and when you take them both, there you have the facts of life.
Our feature presentation.
I tell you, he's treated me worse than that jerk Christian Bale did.
I want you off the set, you
sorry.
Now, don't just be sorry. Think for one second.
I dropped a peanut M&M and it rolled over here.
Am I gonna walk around and rip your lights down in the middle of a scene?
Those are Christmas lights. I put them up to make everyone happy.
Then why the are you walking right through like this in the background? What the is it with you?
Boy, you were gonna owe a fortune to the swear jar.
You got any idea about, hey, it's distracting having somebody walking up behind Bryce in the middle of the scene? Give me a answer.
I don't get it.
What don't you get about it?
I don't get why we need another Terminator. I don't get it. Oh, and by the way, sorry, I ate that last piece of pie that you were saving for yourself.
Oh, good for you. And how was it?
It was good.
I hope it was good because it's useless now, isn't it?
Well, it's nourishing me, so that's useful.
Sake, man, you're amateur.
I don't know that word.
Stay off the set, man. Right, let's go again.
Can we just take a minute?
Let's not take a minute. Let's go again.
I gotta go pee, and I want to walk around some more, but I want to do it while the scene's going.
You're unbelievable, man.
You know, I just don't understand.
You don't understand what it's like working with actors. That's what that is.
I don't think that's what that.
That's what that is, man. I'm telling you.
Hey, my family's coming to town. Do you mind pretending that I'm the director?
I'm gonna kick your. You don't
please,
shut
please
up
don't
for
me.
A second.
Please
right?
Don't hurt me, Mr. Bale.
I'm gonna go. Do you want me to go trash your lights?
No.
Do you want me to trash them?
No, I don't want you to trash them.
You do it one more time, and I ain't walking on this set if you're still hired.
Sorry, it's my first day.
I'm serious. You're a nice guy. You're a nice guy.
I don't feel like a nice guy.
But I don't cut it when you around like this on set.
Jeez, you punch your mother with that mouth?
Seriously, man, you and me, we're done professionally.
Wait, just professionally? Are you asking me out on a date?
Come on.
Love me some Peter Griffin. Masterpiece after masterpiece around that audio.
No kidding.
It's the best.
Hilarious.
Morning, everybody. It's Kevin and Bean Show. It's Tuesday, the 17th of February, Ola.
We are going to take your phone calls on any topic at 1-800-520-1067. It's the Tuesday morning edition of Kevin and Bean's What to Do Nephew. And it's always a good idea to call on the first day that we're back because you never know. It could be a phenomenal prize today because we always give you a little something for coming on the air with us. It could be great. It could be a new car. You don't know. So it's a good day to call.
Could be crappy.
That's yeah, what, like there's well. A better chance of that, okay. Yeah. Honestly.
Right. It's almost certainly crap. Every once in a while, we're astonished because it's, you've won an iPod, you know what I
right.
mean? You never know.
True.
But, no, I mean, it's probably not that this time.
Right.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't know what it is, so
okay.
I can't tell you. So it's a crapshoot. I mean, it could be great, though. That's all I'm saying.
Right, it could. I'm saying you're right. It could be great. It might not be.
Oh, my God, it's raining. What do I do? It's raining. I don't know how to drive in this kind of weather. What do I do?
Kevin and Bean.
Drive faster.
I hydroplaned all the way to work today.
See?
Yeah.
And you're how fast was that?
Just, and it's fun. It's
exactly.
just fun. You know, seeing people scattering out of the way is just
right.
a good time for everyone.
Eases the wear and tear on the tires.
Sure.
You go faster. You use less gas. There's a lot mm-hmm. of positives to
no
that.
Tread.
Correct.
So that's good.
Think about how little gas you need if you're just skating along the top of the puddles on the freeway.
Sure. They're all
it's like going downhill.
Kevin and Bean.
So speed up, be on the road for less amount of time, and everyone will be happy.
Absolutely. Good time.
Good time. Right.
I also recommend emailing and texting the whole way, too, because it takes your mind off of the weather. You know, you don't really
That's true.
Yeah.
You're not bummed?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Good point, Mike.
Text and email as well. And go ahead, if you don't have one already installed, go ahead and watch a movie on like your DVD player or your laptop.
Sure. For a long drive.
Well,
makes perfect sense.
It keeps you fresh.
Yeah.
You know, because you're paying attention
Let
to stuff.
Let it rain. Make it a little of that tomorrow night, actually, through Thursday.
I think we've had it, Rodney. It's a hell of a forecast.
A little bit late.
What would we do without our weatherman, Rodney? All right, your phone calls, 1-800-520-1067 is the number. You call right now. We'll put you on the air and give you a
We're sorry. You must first dial a 0 or a 1.
What it do, nephew?
We have a new intern starting today who may not be completely up to speed in getting me the details on the giveaways.
Oh, I have the details.
So perhaps you can share that with the listeners.
Could I explain to you what I saw when I came to work this morning?
Please do.
New intern just standing outside in front of the gate trying to figure out a way through or over or under. No way to get inside the building.
No one advised her of that.
Correct.
Ahead of time.
So
here's
I said,
what to do when you get here.
So I said, follow me in. And then I put my card in and the gate opened and I went through and the gate closed. Got her.
Didn't get in?
Today for What It Do, you get a pair of lift tickets to join K-Rock at Bear Mountain on February 28th. And you get a $50 gift card to the Burton Snowboards flagship store in Melrose.
Cool.
Nice. For calling.
That's actually good.
That's pretty good, yes. All right, let's begin with Chase in Chatsworth. Good morning, Chase.
Hey, what it do? How about how many accidents happened in the rain yesterday? I know I got in one.
You did?
Yeah, it was horrible. It was, say that I didn't deserve it, but this guy was going about 70 miles an hour on this trail, just bolting down there. Of course, he hydroplanes right into me. And he gets out of the car and says it's totally my fault and that he's got the kid in the car and I'm literally parked.
That's awesome.
That's brilliant.
Why did you get it? Why was it your fault? Why did you cause an accident?
The thing is he hit me in the bumper and he claimed that I was moving and that I sped up right beside him. And
right. And I'm saying, why did you do all that? It sounds to me like you weren't going fast enough. That was the problem. If you'd been going a little faster, like we advised, you would have been out of the way of that guy who was just trying to make good time.
Exactly. Maybe I should have been going 90 miles an hour, too.
See, people don't listen. People don't listen. There you go. There's evidence right there that our way would have saved this man from being in an accident. And that's just one person.
All right, let's go to Lomas in Long Beach.
What it do, nephew?
What it do?
What it do?
What it do, baby?
Hi.
Hey, on top of the NBA All-Star game.
Yes.
That's BS that they gave Kobe and Shaq co-MVPs when Kobe deserved it the whole time.
Yeah, what was the why did they do that? Were the stats that close?
No, not even close. It was 27 points from Kobe and like 18 from Shaq.
Yeah.
It was ridiculous. I didn't stay to the end of that game to see the MVP, but they're clearly just doing it cuz they used to be teammates.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, whatever. That game is always fun, though, because it was like, I don't know, 78 to 75 at halftime. I mean, it was really, there's very little defense is played. And the guys just go crazy.
That's fun.
Kind of fun, but yeah. Shaq did come out before the game and do some bizarre, like, minute-long dance with a Jason mask on. The most bizarre thing I've ever seen, right?
Wow.
Just popping and locking and doing all kinds of stuff. It was really bizarre.
It's entertaining.
I was like, what am I watching?
I wonder if he was paid, if that was some sort of tie-in to the Friday the 13th.
Well, I don't think it was exactly, but it was some kind of white man. Do you know what it was?
What are those called? The Jabba Walkies or whatever? They're a dance crew from that MTV show.
Oh, yes.
And they wear masks, but they're all 5'8", and
right.
Shaq comes out in their matching mask outfit and stuff. And it looked like some weird interpretive dance thing that you'd see on Broadway. I mean, because there's all these dudes dancing around. There's this massive giant.
So I would have enjoyed it.
Yeah, it's a massive giant in the middle.
And the mask was like 10 times too small for the massive giant in the middle.
His head's all out on the sides.
Totally. It was very funny. I'll bet you can find it on YouTube today if you look for it.
Let's talk to Aaron in Costa Mesa. He's on line, what is he,
seven.
Line seven this morning on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hey, Aaron. Thanks for holding on. What'd it do?
What it do, nephew? What it do, baby boo?
What it do, Aaron?
What's going on?
All right, I am sick and tired of OctiMom, and now she set up a website. I have a better idea. Instead of giving money for her, I want to give money for a psych eval on her.
Yeah, I don't think you could force those, though.
Sadly.
You don't have a teen dressed in all black that breaks in the middle of the night and gives her a psych evaluation.
Well,
I'd say we know pretty much what we need to know about her.
She's crazy.
Let me tell you what I found out about the Octomom over the weekend. Maybe you guys saw this, too. And I don't know if this was part of the Today Show interview or if she talked to somebody else or what. But she said she has not had sex with a man in 8 years.
Really?
And is not going to have sex until all of the octuplets are grown. And I don't know what grown means to her, if that means 18 or not. But she has committed to a life of celibacy, which I have to say, at least we can be grateful for one thing.
Well,
at least there's no chance of her accidentally getting pregnant.
A little late.
Yeah. But I just had this vision that 2 years from now, she was just going to turn up pregnant by regular means, you know? And at least that won't happen if she's celibate.
By the way, you believe her for a second?
No.
She's so going to have sex, and she's so going to show up pregnant.
Well, maybe.
Who's going to have sex with a woman with 14 kids? Who would volunteer to do that?
Well, I don't think they do it in the hopes that they'll somehow get on the hook and be responsible for anybody.
No, wouldn't you just look at that and go, no, I don't care how good it is? Or do I not understand?
Guys
men?
Never say that.
Okay.
There's I don't care how good it is.
And remember that the last eight came out of her belly, so that didn't ruin her downstairs. You know what I mean? I don't know what the deal was with the first. But that would be the first thing I would think is the 14 kids. I didn't even want to look down there after 14. But if eight of them were through the belly, then she may be all right.
I have so many jokes going through my mind right now that I can't say any of. It's kind of depressing.
All right, let's do one more before we talk about today's Kevin DeBean Show, and it's got to be George in Orange. He's on line 4 on the Kevin DeBean Show. Hey, George, what'd it do?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, George.
What's going on?
Hey, I saw the new Transformers trailer, and my head blew out of the back of my mind.
Your head blew out of the back of your mind?
Yeah.
Wouldn't your mind have blown out of your head?
Blew out of the back of my mind. It was that good.
Wow,
dude.
Is that good?
Now, was this in the theater? This was a longer version than the one we saw during the Super Bowl commercial?
Yeah, it wasn't that 30-second teaser. It was more of a longer one. There's way more detail.
Sure looks amazing, doesn't it?
Insecticons, the whole deal.
Well, George sure sounds excited. He sounds like he can barely contain himself.
Yes.
Did you see how much Megan Fox was in the trailer? Is the important thing?
I'm sorry, I could hear you.
How much Megan Fox did they show in the trailer?
Just not that much. You know, I'm an Autobot fan, and this movie is going to be a Decepticon movie. So,
hang on a minute. You're an
Autobot. Did you just say that?
Did you just say you're an Autobot fan?
Yes, ma'am.
And this movie, hey, how dare you? And this movie is going to be a Decepticon movie.
It will be, and they're going to kick ass. But you know, I could care less because it's going to be a Transformers movie, and that's all that matters. You know what I mean?
Okay. Wow, that's strong.
So well, a guy like you probably didn't even notice Megan Fox in the trailer. That
yeah, exactly. He doesn't need her. What does he need her for? He's got his Decepticons or Autobots or whichever one he is.
Autobots.
Thanks for the call.
I'm on the verge of vomiting right now.
I'm there with you, Megan. I'm right there with you.
All right, let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
Okay.
We are going to talk about the fact that the King of Mexico will not use his windshield wipers. Will not. He won't, as a matter of principle, won't use them.
I would like to have seen him yesterday.
Yeah. How did he even drive this weekend?
I can't imagine.
It's too distracting. That's what he says. We have Harvey Levin on the program today.
Okay.
Talk about the celebs over the weekend. We have a singles recap coming up just after 6.
Yeah.
Very excited about that.
Yeah. It was a great party.
Great party. Lisa May turned to the dark side on Friday night. I've never been more happy in my life than to corrupt Lisa May.
That was good time, I have to say.
So great.
Is this the thing that you made her do to Sam?
Yes. No, I didn't make her do anything. She ran for it.
I did it. I mean, I didn't even think about it. I'm like, I'm doing this.
You banged Sam?
Yes.
Oh.
Oh, wait. No. We were not talking about that. Oh. Kev on D on the program today?
Yeah.
He's got a new book called High Voltage Tattoo.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder what it's about.
We have, apparently, Kevin the Interview Killer will be today.
That'll be fun.
Yeah, I'm amassing quite a yes, wealth of audio, tell you. And K-Rock's World Tour Destination Number 4 announcement today, coming up at 7:15.
All right.
So that's all coming up this morning. We'll take a quick break and come back with Ralph Showbiz Beat. You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show on the world-famous K-Rock 106.7, KROQ at 5:51.
Good morning, Carmen. Rearranging the furniture in the studio. What's going on?
He's mocking. Was that you, Bean, or Lisa?
Me.
Lisa.
Me.
Lisa was manhandling the microphone.
A monsoon came through the studio and the lights went live.
And that is code.
Yeah.
It is funny, though, that during the 3.5 minutes of the song, Lisa wasn't touching it.
Right.
And then all of a sudden the song
is
over.
She was touching it, right, but it wasn't the microphone.
And then when we need to go on, then all of a sudden that's when she's got to do the business. Ralph, how was your weekend?
Oh, spectacular.
Do anything fun?
Bailed out my home.
Oh, you had a leak?
No, I'm just kidding. Oh. But it was ridiculous. The rain was ridiculous. Yeah. It was stupid.
It was stupid.
Yeah.
It's a practical joke, right?
I now have an infinity pool. You know what an infinity pool is? Yeah. Infinity pool is where the water comes right up to the edge of the pool so you can't tell where one begins and the other stops.
Right.
Yeah, that's what I got now. It's just too much water. It's just too much water.
I heard, what's his name, Chris Schnabel, I think, is the newsman on Channel 4 in the morning. He said this morning, I heard these words come out of his mouth. Yeah, but we really need it.
No! Don't punch him right in the head.
He really did say that.
Listen, have we ever not needed defenders? No, of course we need it. The planet needs water. We understand that. That's how the planet exists.
But at some point, you don't need any more. At some point, you have enough for now because everything is saturated. You don't need any more today, for instance.
You know what we don't need is the rain defenders. The people who are like pro-rain. No, we know we need it, but it still sucks. It's a necessary evil, and we must treat it as such. Let's stop putting a positive spin on it. There is none.
Hey, this is great. We really need it.
Oh, we know we need it. Shut up!
I'm in charge of the pool in my building.
The pool? Yeah.
Yes. And so I have to wrestle out a pump, hook up a hose to it.
Are we still talking about rain?
I don't know.
So that the pool doesn't overflow. So it's turned good. It's a huge pain in the ass.
Yeah.
Tell that story again.
The hose, the ass, it's got everything.
Gotta wrestle out the hose.
Yeah. Get out the pump.
Get on the pump.
Whoa. Start overflowing.
We have a recap of Friday night's Kevin and Bean Valentine's Day, a day early singles party coming up just after the news at 6, including we got to play some highlights of the Armenian comedian who came as Mr. Clown and was not allowed into the party for quite some time and really did not handle the rejection well.
That was the best.
What a tool.
It went worse when he was allowed in.
Yes, it did.
It was for the rest of us.
I have friends visiting from out of town who don't listen to our show naturally because they don't live here.
Because they have the option not to.
Even if they did live here, I doubt they'd listen to it.
Right.
But they were like, what? Who is that? Why is that guy here? And I don't understand. How is he on your show? What do you do with him?
He's 80. And
he's talentless, and he's weird. This is what you do for a living? Work with that guy? They couldn't wrap their heads around it the entire evening. They were very confused.
But then by the end of the night, they were in love like we are.
No.
Nope.
Okay. No, not at all.
All right.
Yeah. Well, we'll have some highlights of that, and we'll take your calls if you're at the singles party, too, coming up after 6. Right now, Ralph's got our first look at the showbiz beat for a new week. It's Tuesday morning. What's going on?
Lindsay Lohan! Is skinny. Have you seen the new photos of Lindsay Lohan?
I have not, no.
She
could eat.
She's emaciated.
It's freakish.
She's boobs on a stick.
Yeah.
And a giant head. She's a lollipop with boobs.
Yeah.
Sally Struthers has been following around trying to get her to eat some grain out of a bag. That's all I know. She is not fat.
That's a good call.
She is thin.
She's very skinny is what you're saying.
So people are talking about that, and now Lindsay is speaking out to Us Weekly magazine about her weight. Saying that she isn't anorexic. Here's the reason Lindsay's been losing weight, she claims. It's because she's been working so much.
On what?
That's what I wanted to know. You can't turn around, Kevin, without seeing a new Lindsay Lohan movie. So you have to assume she's just shooting night and day.
That is a terrible picture.
We're looking at photos over here now.
She really looks like she's a starving kid in Africa.
She does. Horrible.
So not attractive.
Yeah. She also says it comes from stress. She's under a lot of stress.
Well, then drop your ugly boyfriend.
Apparently, she's stressing out knowing where to get her next bag of cocaine. Apparently, there's a lot of stress on her, which doesn't know where she's going to score.
Allegedly,
yeah. Also, she says she's having trouble sleeping.
Okay.
Look, sleeping is not your problem. It's eating that's been your problem. You don't have to sleep, but you should have a meal once in a while. But everyone's talking about her, saying that she's got eating disorders and... All I know is I saw her in a pool in Las Vegas, floating around a pool in a Cheerio.
Really?
That's how thin she is. That's
pretty small.
She is tiny.
I don't think I could fit in a Cheerio.
She is not a big girl.
What are you saying?
Skinny. Amy Winehouse, back in the hospital.
Also skinny. Really?
Whoa. Yes. Apparently, she collapsed on Friday while struggling with her addiction on her never-ending vacation in St. Lucia. According to sources at the hotel... Amy was a mess.
Really?
She was in a terrible state, shaking uncontrollably.
That's rough.
Spokesman for Amy has not revealed what caused her to collapse, but he said that the singer had recently run out of medication. That is the first time the word's ever been used with Amy Winehouse, that she's out of medication.
Yeah.
Usually it's a surplus of medication that causes her trouble.
I have a question for you, Ralph. At what point can we sue Coachella for continuing to advertise that she's appearing on the Saturday night of the weekend?
Look, she could bounce back.
I prefer to believe she's going to be there.
The medication she's out of, according to her spokesman, is the one she's been using to battle her crack and heroin addiction.
Ah, uh-huh. Which is what? Alcohol?
Alcohol is the drug she's trying to use. Yeah, they closed the bar, so she went into convulsions.
Would you love, if the guy could talk freely, would you love to talk to her PR guy, her spokesperson?
Oh, my God.
That'd
yes.
be awesome.
But prior to this, vacationers say she was happy and doing well.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Still occasionally stealing drink from the other vacationers.
Happens.
But had been seen lately playing topless Scrabble.
Oh, no.
Let me see. Yeah, S-A-G-G-Y. That gives me double word score and triple letters on the G. So.
I feel like it's been 2 years since she's been doing well.
2 years? You're giving her a benefit of the doubt there.
Yeah, hasn't it been like five? She's in bad shape.
She is not in good shape.
She will be at Coachella, however, in tip-top form.
Sure. Congratulations to Salma Hayek.
Oh.
I don't know if you heard, but over the weekend, she married her billionaire boyfriend, François-Henri Pinault. Oh. They already have a year-and-a-half-year-old... What? Year-and-a-half-old daughter named Valentina.
Didn't they break up?
Yes, Lisa. They've had an on-and-off relationship now for about 2 years.
Okay.
But now they're very much in love.
All right.
They got married in Paris over the weekend. He's got $17 billion, by the way.
Wow.
That's what François-Henri Pinault is worth.
$17
billion? $17 billion.
Wow. Then why is she still working as a nurse looking after old people? I don't even get that.
TV show. That it's just a TV show. It's
not does that guy know she's cheating on him with Jack?
That's not real, because that's 30 Rock.
Apparently, François... Wasn't that interesting? Salma until he saw her nursing an African kid. And then he got all hot and bothered. Had
giant size cans.
Oh, I have to get me the women who with the nurse Afrikaans. That's what he said.
This may be kind of messed up, but am I the only one getting a boner right now?
Yeah?
Yes.
Yeah. Congratulations to Justin Timberlake. He sits atop this year's GQ magazine list of the 10 most stylish men in America.
Oh.
Where was I on the list, Ralph?
You were, let me see. Infinity. Your number infinity.
I was really angling for that.
I didn't know the list went that far. apparently, the magazine says that Justin has a knack for targeting trends, and he likes to take fashion risks. I'm gayer for just having repeated that out of GQ, correct. Quite frankly. Yeah, so congratulations, Justin.
He is one of those celebrities that you never see who... looking like he's not ready to have his photo taken. I mean, he always looks put together whenever you see him, casual or otherwise.
He's a douche.
Sure, there's that.
Did you just say put together, Bean?
Yeah. Like Bean. He's always put together.
But he is always put together.
That's true.
By a blind dude.
He's a git.
Hey, looks like the kids from Slumdog Millionaire are actually in love for real life.
Really?
How about that?
Hey.
The lead and the chick?
Dev Patel and Frida Pinto were spotted in Los Angeles making out and sharing a slice... sharing a slice of Oreo cheesecake over the weekend.
That works. Good. She's hot. She's hot.
Plus, Oreo cheesecake's really good. So they got everything going on. And looks like we got to saddle up the posse, boys.
What does that mean? Who are we going after?
Dwayne the Dog Chapman.
I don't want to go after him.
According to Pacific Business News, the TV crime fighter owes over $2 million in back taxes.
What?
That have been accruing since 2002. Let's get him. Let's bring him in. How ironic would that be? We were bounty hunters and brought in Dog the Bounty Hunter.
That would be awesome.
Like a snake eating its tail. Like matter and antimatter colliding.
We're going to fly to Hawaii today.
And let's go get him.
Yes.
Shelton, like those black vests he wears and handcuffs and everything. Come on, brah. Come on. Get the back. I'm going to help you out, brah. Take you to the IRS, brah. Be awesome. Well, it would.
It would.
Today's celebrity birthdays. Renee Russo is 55 years old today. You remember her as my co-star in Two for the Money.
Mm-hmm.
I saw her in that.
Yeah, remember? Mm-hmm. She was all over it.
Yeah.
55?
She was all
She's
over it.
She's 55 years old.
Did you,
she looks good. Yeah,
she looks awesome. She looks
great. Did you have any scenes with Miss Russo?
I did not, sir.
Okay.
No, I did not work with Renee.
Did you have scenes with anyone else in the movie?
Yes, I did.
Okay, just checking.
I had scenes with Al Pacino and Matthew McConaughey.
Okay.
A little bit. She's 55. Her husband, Dan, wrote Two for the Money.
Oh, no kidding.
I got to know him quite well. Very nice. How about that? Lou Diamond Phillips is 47 years old today. Larry the Cable Guy celebrates his 46th birthday.
So sweet.
It's a sad day in America. Kevin, your King's buddy Luke Robitaille is 43 years old today.
I was at a game on Saturday, and there was a guy behind me shouting, "Put in Robitaille!" That guy's been retired for 4 years,
he
5 years?
He may not be ready to suit up.
Good way to stay on top of the game.
Like, hey, how about paying attention, dude?
Where's Gretzky? Get Gretzky on the ice. It sucks.
Make any sense.
Denise Richards is 38 years old today. Billy Joe Armstrong of Green Day turns 37. Our buddy Taylor Hawkins from Foo Fighters is 37 as well. Actor Jerry O'Connell, one of our favorites, turns 35. And actress... singer Paris Hilton. Celebrates her 28th birthday. Hey, it's not Hitler, Bean. Relax. It's just Paris Hilton.
Okay, I need a ruling because we have a lot of show ahead of us. Both Paris and Denise Richards are so ugly on the inside that I think they are, have negated the ability to get a bell when you mention them.
I agree.
Or are they hot enough that they...
In protest, really? Okay. I would deny them both bells.
Absolutely. That's kind of how I played it.
Wow.
What do you say?
All I know is the sex tape. That's all I know.
Yeah, she looked good.
I think she's an attractive girl. So I think Denise Richards is very pretty.
No?
But I find her repugnant.
All right.
So
I guess
everyone
Nobel
stands with Nobel. Okay.
Yes.
The Nobel Peace Prize. That's what they get. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
Pretty good.
That's how it's done.
I wish I would have seen that coming.
Yeah.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It's the Kevin and Bean Show. Pay the man, mother effer.
Pay him.
Oh, somebody owes somebody a dollar.
Oh, they're all fat. Yep. All those girls are fat. They're huge. They're all fat. They're fat. That girl's fat. Listen to her voice. She's fat.
We take bets on fat versus not fat for the singles party. And the singles party was Friday night, Friday the 13th. And it was pretty spectacular.
Mike's compass was pointing south.
Yeah,
when it comes to the fat calls.
Way off.
I have to confess that I was with Mike on Yolanda. Yolanda screamed fat to me in that phone call. Mm. And then we show up, and she's not only not fat, she's very pretty and had a terrific body. Mm-hmm. So we couldn't have been more wrong with Yolanda. But
you mean you and Mike.
Yes.
All right.
You are so right, Ralph, what you were saying a moment ago. Our listeners, they are going for it when they come to a singles party. They are there. They take your advice, which is, look, you're not looking to get married. You're looking for somebody to bang.
Right.
And that's what they go for. It's unbelievable.
They went after it with a vengeance, though, Friday night.
They did.
It was on fire about an hour in.
It's like they hadn't partied in a year.
It was out of solitary confinement.
They denied all alcohol. And this was their
Gitmo
night. Yeah, exactly.
let's start with a phone call, 1-800-520-1067. Adam in Santa Clarita, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. Good morning, Lisa.
I remember Adam.
Yeah.
How are you, Adam?
Wow, that's something. What happened to you, Adam?
I went over to the bar to get a drink out of, like, I don't know, like almost 1 o'clock, and there was this girl sitting there, and while I was staring at the bartender, I heard her cough, and all of a sudden stuff sprayed all over my face and all over my shirt.
Oh, are you kidding?
That's awesome.
Oh, my God.
Was this one of the Asian chicks that was throwing up?
I don't know. I didn't get a good look at it. By the time I looked over, I just saw her friends dragging her away, and I saw Dave the King of Mexico just, like, shaking his head.
Oh, man, not again.
Oh, come on.
Right on out.
Hey.
Oh, we got it.
Hey. Good morning, everyone. How are your eggs? Who's hungry?
Some of our listeners were down with the sickness on Friday night. There's no question about that. Inside and outside the club, there was some of that going on. I'm sorry about that, Adam. How did you do otherwise with some of the other people that weren't vomiting on you?
It was pretty good up until that point. I mean, it's kind of hard to get laid when you smell like puke. But
Yeah.
For you, maybe. Are you saying you didn't stay?
That is kind of a night ender.
You know, dab a little behind each ear. Drives the ladies crazy.
I want to know why Lisa remembers Adam just based on his name.
Adam was one of our very good-looking singles.
And
I danced a little with Adam. He's a very cool guy.
And
then
like
I
puke,
had to go home.
Good-looking
yeah,
guy.
Exactly. Yeah.
Were you the one that threw up on him?
Then he grossed me out.
No. All right.
Thank Adam, thanks for coming to the party, man. And thanks for real. By the way, how about a word on how Lisa looked on Friday night?
Yeah.
Stunning.
Seriously.
Thank you.
Has Lisa ever looked better?
Apparently, she went through the extreme makeover process.
I had a little makeup artist come over and work on her.
It's like, damn. You look pretty good.
You can see what Lisa looks like. There are two great videos online from Friday night.
One
is called Lightning's Confessional 2. It's a confessional booth that he had where people would show up and tell him things that they've never told anybody else. Like this douchebag.
Back in 1999, I was a young guy, and I was unfortunately amidst a pretty heavy drug problem, and I ordered a hooker. And when she got there, we had some disagreement on the services she was willing to do and what she really wasn't willing to do. When she wouldn't allow me to on her, I held her down and forced shavings of my wet into her, and then I siphoned her into her own while I simultaneously her with brass knuckles on.
What?
Wow.
Are you kidding?
That's quite the confession.
Oh, my.
What was that about?
I think the statute of limitations may not have run out on that
crime. That's possible. Yeah. It never will.
Yeah.
This video that Kevin's talking about, Lightning's confessional booth, he sets up and then people go in and they share things to the camera. Like, I guess they used to do that on MTV. I think they had a show or something. And they tell stuff that they've never told anyone before. You can't believe some of the things that people are willing to reveal in that booth. I mean, the one chick who was telling the story about her kitty and then her other kitty, I mean, that story is on there. I mean, yeah, much stuff.
A lot of those people were drunk, and I don't know if I would trust the stories or not, except for the one we just heard from Psycho.
Well, that's
that
clearly true.
That one is true, yeah.
The other video that's up there is of the Armenian comedian. Now, Lisa May is the nicest person in the world, right?
Yes.
She won't say no to somebody. If they ask her to go to lunch and she doesn't want to, she'll say yes. On Friday, she killed an ant. This place is running over with ants. She killed an ant. She's like, oh, I feel bad. I killed an ant. So it was really funny when Friday night, the Armenian comedian was addressed as Mr. Clown. Well, let me play the beginning of it because we instructed the security to not let him in. Because we thought it would be raining, and he has clown makeup on, right?
So what could be funnier than a sad old Armenian dripping makeup on Sunset?
And we knew that he would throw his weight around, though, that he would, don't you know who I am? I'm part of the show. Why won't you let me in clown makeup? That was very funny.
Hey, Alex, let me in. You whore. Damn, man. They're not letting me in. What the hell is this? What's wrong with these people? This is bullshit. Am I going in or what? Huh?
Hour later.
This sucks. They call me, leave me message, and now I'm here, and they don't even recognize me. Ladies, tell them you know me and let me in. Am I going in or what?
2 hours later.
It sucks. This is worse than Armenian genocide.
Come on. That
really?
Moment right there was worth it. That was worse than the Armenian genocide.
He's got a
not
point.
Being let into a club.
That is the point.
So,
they're comparable.
So we're all standing around drinking, and finally the Armenian comedian gets in the singles party. And he is...
Which you promised would never happen.
I was voting against it. Bean was like, oh yeah, let's let him in.
Bean.
It'll give people something to talk about.
It did. So he started drinking, and he started dancing with shots on his head, and the shots were just falling all over the bar. So everybody's getting soaked with alcohol and stuff, and everybody's getting really, really angry. And Alex has had an ass full of him.
She's really sick
of it. So our friend Brad says, I'll give you a bottle of Dom if you go throw your drink right in his face. And Alex, I mean, I was looking around going, what's she going to do? She was already walking toward the Armenian comedian. Please drink
it.
Right in the face. So I went over and I was telling Lisa, you're never going to believe this because I know he drives Lisa crazy too.
I hate him.
Alex threw her drink right in his face, and because Brad said he'd give her a bottle of Dom, and she said, I'd do that. And I said, I'll give you a bottle of Dom. Lisa, the nicest person in the world, walked over to Sam, who's got the white makeup and the stupid shiny wig.
And I had like half a glass of alcohol left.
And it was a direct face shot.
It sure was.
Come on. Right in his eyes.
This is Mother Teresa kicking a kid.
Yes.
That's what this is.
And then he clutches his face and he goes, it burns.
Come on.
And the makeup's just running down. It was the saddest thing I ever saw.
The Wicked Witch of the West.
I had to go right then and not think about it, or I wouldn't do it.
Lisa.
I know.
Come on. We have now completely ruined Lisa.
That's just mean.
I hate him so much.
You are just mean.
Yeah.
I don't know the meanest person I know.
What has he ever done to you?
I don't even like you anymore.
I hate him.
And you guys, you guys know how. So that video's up too. You have to see. We tell the Armenian comedian no or something like that. I can't remember the name of it. You guys know how we started doing this a while back. Remember that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So I get up on stage and Bean introduces me, and Omar brings the comedy. He's the DJ.
Ladies and gentlemen, how about Kevin of the Kevin and Bean Show? How many people?
And he does it to me live at the party.
You went to talk, awesome.
And then you got thrilled. That was one of the funniest things ever.
That was pretty funny.
Bastard.
Well, I'm telling you, if you ever wondered what the Kevin and Bean singles parties are like, I'm telling you that people get laid and people get sick. And people get hurt and people cry. All of those things happen at our parties. So just you ought to keep listening because there will be another one. You should be there.
Go to the Kevin and Bean page of KRock.com. You can see both of those videos, the Armenian comedian and the confessional video, which is awesome.
Coming up in about an hour from right now, details on destination number 4 of KRock's World Tour 2009. We have been sending you to very cool countries around the world. Let's see if the streak continues coming up this morning. Right now, how about our friend Harvey Levin from TMZ.com joining us on the telephone. Hey, Harvey, how was your weekend, man?
It was good. Good morning, guys. Hi, Liz May.
Hi, Harvey.
I got a question for you, Mr. Levin. Two questions for you. First of all, did you see the name check, the shout-out that you got on Saturday Night Live over the weekend?
Yes, I didn't know that until yesterday. That was funny. Somebody shouted to me.
Who said it? What was it?
What was it? It was in Weekend Update. What was the sketch? Who were they? Who were they? What character?
There was some blogger that they had. I mean, it was a spoof on bloggers who just know anything but about celebrities. And she like knew everything about these celebrities and was trashing all these people. And finally, Seth Meyers just looks at her incredulously and says, "Do you know anything about anything other than this? Do you know the President of the United States?" And she just looks blank at the screen. And then he turns to this map of the world behind him and he said, "Do you know like where North America is?" And she sits there, and then he says, "Do you know that brown-haired guy is on TMZ, Harvey Levin?"
That was very funny. I was sitting there. I go, I can't believe they shouted you out on Saturday Night Live. That's funny. So funny. All right, and thing two is, how long do you think the public will be fascinated with Octomom, and she will be followed around everywhere she goes every day?
I'm hoping till the kids are 18 because I love this story. I mean, she is. We put a poll up on who people hate more, her or Mussolini, and she killed him. It was like 86%.
Yeah, she's not well loved, I'll tell you that.
So we get her yesterday afternoon, and we asked her. We asked her if she was planning on doing a reality show with the kids, and her answer is the best. I will not exploit my children.
Oh, wow.
God.
This is the woman who made a deal with a photo agency already, an exclusive deal selling the photos.
Right. Wow.
She goes on the Today Show, and, you know, the Today Show says we don't pay for interviews. They have other ways of doing that. You know that. And, I mean, it's unbelievable.
What does it mean they have other ways of doing that? They have somebody else pay her? Or what's...
Do you remember during Anna Nicole, I mean, what happened? NBC, basically, they made a deal with one of the people in Anna Nicole.
Right.
They said, well, you know, we don't pay for it. Well, they funneled it through Bravo.
Oh, I see.
I see.
No kidding.
Yeah.
So they just get somebody else to do their dirty work, and then they end up paying, but not really paying.
You guys totally don't remember this. You have no idea who Daniel Segretti is, do you?
No.
Mm-mm.
See? There you go.
I'm sorry.
He was the bag man in Watergate, and it's the same kind of thing where he basically took money and, you know, shoved it through the back door.
Yeah, well, are we still talking about – what are we talking about now?
You learn something.
Okay.
That is what she said. All right, let's move on. I'm sorry to say that Chris Brown has not followed Christian Bale's example and called into the Kevin and Bean Show yet to make his tearful apology, but at least he is starting to make statements about that ugly incident with Rihanna. Tell us how the rehabilitation of Chris Brown is going, Harvey.
Well, not so well. I mean, yes, it's going well and it's not going well. He said he's sorry about the situation and he really can't say anything because, you know, they're going to file criminal charges against this guy.
Right.
But to me, the bigger thing is I cannot believe how wussy the music community is over this guy. It's like, is it really that tough to take a stand on women who have the crap beaten out of them? And it's like, you know, we got Ray J. And it's like, I wish him the best. I wish him the best. It's like, what
does
that mean?
Let me go back to You Got Ray J, first of all.
He's not exactly the pillar in the music community.
But everybody we got. And I mean, even people like, you know, guys like Magic Johnson. I mean, I know he's not in the music community, but nobody will take a stand and say, you know, how terrible this is.
I thought about that too, Harvey, because I saw some of the people that you quoted over the weekend on the site, and I thought maybe some people are trying to give him the benefit of the doubt in that he hasn't been convicted of anything.
I mean, look, they're not jurors, and I'm not saying trash the guy, but take a stand on domestic violence, for crying out loud.
Right. They certainly could say, if this happened like it's presented, it's an awful, terrible thing, and the guy should go to jail.
They know this.
No, I know. Right. I know.
They know she was beaten up.
I know.
I mean, whether he gets convicted or not, I don't know. But they should, you know, can you, they write songs about this stuff. They're so out there. And I think, frankly, a lot of this has to do with business. And everybody's worried, you know, who knows what Chris Brown's going to become. And I don't know. It feels so corporate. And it just feels like they're sellouts.
Yeah,
nobody.
I agree with you. You mean like there's a clampdown from on high?
Yeah. Well, not even on high. It's like everybody. There are certain stars where, you know, if they get in trouble, nobody will say anything bad, which is okay.
Right.
You know, but when it comes to, like, you know, beating women, I mean, she was beaten to a pulp.
Yep.
And you would think somebody would say something at least about her specifically. And no, you know, no matter what happens, it's terrible that a woman got beaten.
Right.
I mean, it's like we wish them the best. It's like a Hallmark card.
Yeah, and no, I heard some. Right. It might have been VH1, you know, where they interview people who work for magazines and say, "Can he rehab his image? What do you think?" And some guy said, "Well, it depends on what she says and if she takes some responsibility." And I thought, "What?
Yeah.
For what?"
I know. Well, listen. We got some people who were talking about, you know, I'm not even going to say it. You know what? We got one douchebag who was actually talking about, we don't know what she did.
Right.
As if it matters.
That's what he said.
Right. It's just unbelievable. They're just so tepid.
I got to tell you, though, Harvey, I've spent a long time. That's the charity that we run is for abused women and children. And mm-hmm. It's such a grim situation that most people don't like to talk about it, don't like to acknowledge it. They just want to stay away in every way possible.
But this is in your face.
I know.
This is different than the faceless people who are just beaten and tortured and everything else. I mean, this is in their face. They choose to make comments about, oh, I wish him the best. I hope everything. Come on.
Yeah.
I hear you. You make a very good point, Harvey. I'm glad you brought that up. All right, we got time for one more. Let's talk about, if we can, Michael Phelps, no pot charges. We thank God for that. But how on earth did they arrest seven other people from that party where that photo was taken? And
well,
based on what?
This is just stupid. I mean, this is just, you know, dumb. You can't prove what was in that pipe. And I mean, there was no way Michael Phelps was going to get prosecuted. And the fact that somebody's looking into a party, I think I told you guys a week or two ago, we had this photo for like 2.5 months and didn't put it up. And I'm glad we didn't put it up. It was just stupid. It was a private party. You know, big deal if he smoked a bong. I mean, big deal. And they're trying to go back in time over somebody that may or may not have had marijuana or pot in some pipe. I mean, it's such demagoggery. I mean,
but what happens? I don't know that word, but it does seem bad.
What are they getting these people, these other people, at the party for?
They're not going to get convicted. I mean, there's going to be no hard proof about something that happened at a party 3 months ago. It's baloney.
Yeah,
I mean,
it's
not going to happen. I mean, you know, these are unethical prosecutors and law enforcement people that are just trying to get in the public eye. And it's funny because they go on television and they say, we're treating this just like we would any right. That's, you're going to go back in time 3 months at some party that somebody had where they smoked a joint. Give me a break.
So they could be looking for the publicity. Is it possible that some of these prosecutors, where was it, in South Carolina, are getting some pressure from anti-drug people within their state to say, hey, make this kid an example so that our kids don't smoke pot?
But they didn't. I mean, they didn't prosecute Michael Phelps. There was no way they were going to prosecute Michael Phelps.
You can't prove anything by a picture, right? You can't tell what's in the bong or whatever.
You don't know what's in it.
Right.
You don't know. And you know, it's like, it's so ridiculous. It's 3 months old.
It is. Listen,
you know, I feel like running for something today.
We'll support you. What do you want to run for?
I don't know. I don't know. But I'm all fired up.
All right.
We will definitely vote for you. Harvey Levin, TMZ.com is the site. The TV show, of course, is TMZ. It airs weekdays at 6:30 on Channel 11 and seems to be on about 20 times over the weekend, too, by the way. All right, Harvey, have a great day. Thanks for coming on.
You too, guys.
A lot of pictures of Kat Von D in the book? A lot of photographs of her?
A tremendous amount, yes.
That's what I'm talking
about. Explain every tattoo.
Fantastic.
Wow. That's great. That's a lot to explain.
It's a lot of tattoos. Our favorite tattoo artist and one of our favorite women joins us in the 7 o'clock hour this morning. Miss Kat Von D is going to be here on the world famous K-Rock. It is 6:40 Tuesday morning. Time to go to the email bag. We get a lot of emails on a lot of subjects. We write back as best we can, and occasionally we'll read them on the air. You know, a lot of support, Kevin, for Day of the King of Mexico re-breaking the record for the Guinness record for watching the most TV in a row.
Right.
We've tried twice now, two different times we've set Dave up to set the record so that he could get in the Guinness book. Both times he did it successfully, and someone else on our staff dropped the ball so that it was not certified properly and made it into the book.
Right, and the first time he was disappointed. And then we talked him into doing it again.
Yes, we did.
That time it's hard to imagine how disappointed he was, but there is some talk of a third attempt.
There is some talk because recently it was back in the news because a guy set a new record that's still fewer hours than Dave did a couple of years ago. And here's an email from Roy who says, you have to make Dave do this. This Canadian record holder or whatever angers so many other Americans and me. Don't do it for K-Rock. You need to cement Dave's place in history. We can't sit here and watch some foreigner crap all over the King of Mexico's efforts. Show Guinness what asses they are. Americans aren't just lazy. We're lazy, and we love to lard up in front of a big effing screen TV. There's nothing more American than that. Push on, black man, push on. So we are right now planning it out, and I think we're close to turning Dave. I think he will do it if the incentives are right.
Yeah.
And we will keep you posted about getting Dave in the book.
I think one of the incentives is that he's going to not do it unless we do it in Vegas.
Yeah, he made that pretty clear.
He's talking about that.
Yeah.
Which I'm fine with. I mean, we might as well go for that.
Well, we have to go.
Dear Kevin and B, where would a guy have the most return for the least amount of effort when it comes to chicks in Vegas? This is a good question.
Yeah.
Speaking of Vegas, is there one hotel you would recommend more than any other? I'm looking for the slightly chubby girl from the Midwest who really wants to have a crazy weekend. I appreciate any help you can offer. We might have to do this as a topic.
Okay.
That's a good idea.
The least amount of effort for the payoff Vegas.
I like it. Dear Kevin and Bean, I heard your podcast on weird things that people are afraid of. Well, I am terrified of mermaids. Now, this is interesting to me because if you're going to be afraid of something, why not be afraid of something that doesn't exist, right? Because it seems like that would be pretty easy to avoid in your day-to-day life. My fear started back when I saw the movie Splash. I was fine watching the film until she got into the bath and started flapping her tail. Then I just kept seeing her in my head splashing me with her tail, her icky, icky tail. I still have nightmares to this day. I would see her laying next to me flapping her slimy tail in my face. I can't watch anything with mermaids in it to this day, and I have to run away and start shaking. They're slimy creatures. Even if they aren't real, they're crazy bitches. P.S. I love your show. I listen every day. Mike is a douche. That's Jocelyn, one of our podcast listeners from New York City. Terrified of mermaids.
Wow.
That's funny.
That is an odd thing to be afraid of. That's true. Hey, Kevin and Bean. Last week, you had a girl on the show with, like, double Ks or something like that. I wanted to see it. Is it still on the site anywhere? For some reason, I can't find it. Luke. And William writes, okay, so I'm at home with my pants halfway off, ready to handle business in a gladiator manner. When I hoped on your site, I'm sure he meant hop, to find that there is no picture of giant breasts anywhere. Well, oh. I guess I'm going to have to settle for a picture of Lisa May I photoshopped of her riding a goat dressed in leather only, wearing high heel and a G-string on her head.
I bet I look good.
Thanks, punk asses. Have a nice life. Be well, Will.
What happened to the photo of Shayla that we had up at Kirok.com?
I guess I got to take it down. Her name is Shayla Hershey, and the website is shaylahershey.net, and we'll put a link up on the Kevin and Bean page, but she has triple, what is it, L's?
K's.
Triple K's.
Maybe there just wasn't enough bandwidth on our site.
I don't know what's going on. If you've got access to the internet, how is KRock.com the destination you're going to with your pants around your ankles? I don't even.
He hears about the giant boobed woman who's done 11 breast surgeries and isn't finished, by the way.
Right.
Needs to go bigger. Right. So you can find that at KRock.
On that topic, hey, party people and Lisa, I hope by putting Spank Bank in the subject line of this email, it doesn't make it to your spam folder. I leave for work around 9 a.m. I've gotten in the habit of listening to your show's podcast. I can't thank you enough for that, by the way. I almost look forward to the drive to and from work now because I get to listen to the podcast. And by the way, that's an outstanding idea. If you're not able to listen to us during the show, the podcasts are there, and you get none of the commercials and none of the Red Hot Chili Peppers, so it's certainly something to think about. I have to chime in. I'm sorry I'm so late on the topic of what teenage boys use in their spank bank, as Mike endearingly calls it, but I have a rather unusual one. It was a picture on a box of toothpaste. Allow me to explain. There was a time in my life in the 1980s when I was around 13 or 14 when I thought the absolute hottest thing in the world was a sexy girl licking her lips. Seriously, I would rather have seen a picture of a hot girl looking into the camera licking her lips than a picture of that same girl naked. Well, there was a brand of toothpaste at the time called Pearl Drops. Insert joke here, but that really was the name of the toothpaste. It advertised itself as being able to make your teeth whiter and feel smoother. On the box that it came in, there was a picture of an attractive woman looking at the camera, smiling a bright white smile and running her tongue along her upper teeth and upper lip. I thought it was the hottest thing in the world. I also recall that every so often they would change the picture on the box to a different woman, but always with that same licking her teeth and lips pose.
Easy.
I haven't seen that toothpaste in the stores in a long time, so I don't know if it's still being sold, but I do remember fondly having several of those toothpaste boxes as part of my teenage spank bank. Keep
wow.
on keeping
wow.
on. Brian in Los Angeles. When they're making that toothpaste, there's no way they thought that somebody's going to get aroused by the photo of the chick on the box, right?
I don't know. I don't know because, I don't know. She was doing it pretty suggestively.
I remember that. I remember Pearl Drops. Yep. That's true.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
She was pretty hot, if I recall correctly. Mm-hmm. So.
Do we have time for one more?
Sure. Go ahead.
Dear Kevin and Bean, I currently work for the county. I'm in the food stamps department. I interview people that are on food stamps to see if they still qualify. Well, last week, I get someone with a child that had to be no more than 2 years old and was in a stroller. I'm in the middle of the interview. I have to get up to get some printouts. I come back, and the mom now has the kid in her lap. He's getting a little bit fidgety, but he's not making any noise. After about a minute of us sitting there and talking, on the kid on the mom's lap quietly says, "I just love hot Cheetos."
Nice.
I almost burst out laughing. All I could think about is you guys. What the hell is going on with the hot Cheetos? I swear to God, the kid could barely talk, yet that's what he knows how to say. For a second, I honestly thought someone was there with a camera playing a joke on me. I forgot to mention that I only work with people that speak Spanish, so it's even funnier that he said, "I just love hot Cheetos." What the hell is going on with you guys?
Oh, my God.
Hot Cheetos, I get crazy. I just love hot Cheetos. I love them so much.
Did I leave too early and I missed Ralph's ass at the singles party?
Sure did.
Is that the story I'm now hearing about?
Ralph's ass came out to play.
It certainly did. I saw it.
why was Ralph's ass on display?
Because
at the singles party?
Someone needed a mooning. Someone deserved a mooning, and they had to get it, and they got it.
How great is male ass?
Earned the full moon, and then they gave me the moon back.
Yeah.
It was a moon off.
A lot of mooning.
I'm so lucky to be there. I can't tell you.
Yeah.
That was a party. Our listeners are goers, that's for sure. All right, 6:55 on the Kevin and Bean Show, World Tour 2009 destination number 4. That announcement coming up. Kat Von D next hour, too. Right now, Ralph's got the showbiz beat for Tuesday.
I managed to autograph some boobs as well at the party.
Thank you
so
much.
Nicely done.
And in my slightly inebriated state.
Slightly?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It didn't come out nearly as well as I had intended. I saw the photo this morning. The girl sent it back to me.
Right.
Said, "I'm not really sure what you meant to write here." End up writing, "I love you boobs." Only I didn't use the word boobs. I used the T word.
Sure.
"I love you boobs, Ralph." Said, I don't know if you meant to say "I love you, comma, boobs," or "I love your boobs." But either way, it makes me laugh every time I look in the mirror and I can't get it off. When Sharpie.
Awesome.
So.
She just have a
you
tattoo.
Sound like an unbelievable douche.
Yeah, I do.
Oh, come on.
I accept your scoring.
Did you guys sign the ShamWow as well?
Oh, sure.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Signed
ShamWow.
Yeah. The guy rocked. Brought a ShamWow with him.
Pretty strong.
How dare you, sir?
That was a good. That was a cool item.
It was. We should have invited Lily Allen to our party.
Yes.
I love Lily Allen.
I do, too. I love her more and more every day. You know, recently she was giving me an interview, and she said that the media always portrays the worst in drug use. Like, every movie and TV show always has some drug-addled loser trying to, you know, get off drugs, and they're, you know, in crime and doing all this stuff. She goes, "What are having the good stories about people who do a lot of drugs?
Where they have fun and it's all
exactly.
good and positive?"
Well, she's adding to that now. A new interview she gave to the Daily Mail newspaper in the UK. She thinks that parents should give their kids drugs to try.
Yes.
Here's what she says.
Yes.
Parents should say, "Drugs might seem fun, but they do funny things to your brain. Some people react to it good, some don't. Try it and see what you think."
Okay. Is she a mom?
I don't believe she is.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Just checking.
She says if she hadn't gotten famous, she'd still be doing tons of ecstasy.
And that would be a good thing?
If I hadn't become famous, I'd have taken loads more, she said. So apparently she finds joy in a certain amount of drug use.
So I hear Kevin's concerned parent voice. Are you buying into the media impressions that they give us that all drugs are bad for all people?
Yeah,
Kevin, is that
what's
going on
buying
here?
The media, the man's version of what drugs are like?
Absolutely not. Had a wild weekend this weekend with my kids.
Good man.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you get them loaded?
Crazy.
Oh, so much fun.
Took them out to the desert. Some peyote.
Family that snorts together, sports together, I always say.
That's what you say.
I don't know what it means when I say it, but I always say it. Here's some interesting news. It's kind of exciting. How about Nine Inch Nails touring with Jane's Addiction?
Oh.
Pretty cool, right?
That's a lineup. Nine Inch Nails tour will be will tour later this year with the reunited Jane's Addiction, says their website. Trent Reznor wrote it on the band's website, and he said he's looking forward to the tour. That's going to be a show.
Mm. Yes, it is. They're playing Bonnaroo Left, is it? Bean, Nine Inch Nails?
I think so. Yeah, I think you're right.
Apparently, the pairing was inspired by Nine Inch Nails and Jane's Addiction playing together on Lollapalooza in 1991, which was headlined by Jane's.
It's a long time ago.
It was. The band broke up shortly after that, only to reunite minus Eric Avery in 1997, then again in 2001. But they're going to give it another go, and Nine Inch Nails is going to be with them. So, good news for K-Rock fans.
Mm-hmm. Sounds cool.
And good news for Hayden Panettiere fans. If you guys saw Us Weekly magazine, but
did not.
Apparently, Hayden and Milo have called it quits.
Oh,
yeah.
Is that because you're?
Because of me? Yeah.
You're coming and calling?
I am doing both of those things.
Who said that? But
there was a lifestyle conflict, says the magazine.
What does that mean?
Meaning she wanted to have sex with you, and he wasn't down with that.
Exactly. I just wanted him to hold the ShamWow. They were in very different places. Oh. However, because they're celebrities, the insider adds, they're still on very friendly terms. There are no hard feelings.
I wish celebrities would tell everyone else how to do that.
Apparently, Hayden likes to go out to the Hollywood scene, party, and that's just not Milo's style. He's more of a homebody, and that was a conflict that was eventually too much for them to handle.
Well, when you said they're in different places, yeah, she's in teenagedom, and he's in middle age. I mean, that's where the places are.
I suppose. Just a 12-year age gap. Is that so much?
Well, at that age, yes.
Yeah. Look at this photo of him, by the way, that comes along with this story. Now you know why they cast him as Stallone's son in Rocky.
Yeah.
Look at him. He's like,
he's got stroke face.
You've got guns. You ain't over nobody. With that sideways smile that Stallone
has. This is what everybody's been waiting for.
He didn't have a stroke. Okay. He just smiles out of one side of his mouth.
I think Milo is a good-looking guy,
talented guy.
I think he's going to be fine.
He'll be fine. They'll both be fine.
Wow.
Yeah. Bean's got a crush.
I'm just saying, I can't feel too bad for him. He's going to be fine.
Well, there's more good news for you, Bean. Nick Jonas is now single.
I thought they were all single.
No, he was dating Selena Gomez.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But, you know, they got the promise rings that they don't do anything, so who cares, you know. What a waste.
All Jonas brother. Do that?
Yeah.
The girl and the two guys?
Yeah, we're all saving ourselves for a higher power or some BS. I don't know what their game is. But
that isn't good for you.
Why be a pop star? Why be a pop star? What's the point?
The reason to be a pop star is so that you can get laid.
Your music is crap, so you're not doing it for any artistic vision. You're bad musically. So if you're going to be a horrible musician but yet still be popular, what is the purpose?
They couldn't have been any worse on Saturday Night Live this weekend.
Really? What a surprise.
Couldn't have sucked more.
Here's the thing, Bean. Maybe you want to give that show a rest. Maybe you want to stop watching Saturday Night Live. Every week when you come in and say, oh, it was so bad. The show was so bad. You
there
do that.
There's something in every episode that makes it worth seeing.
That's
really
why God invented YouTube. Because you can see anything that's good will be on Monday.
I might have missed the Harvey Levin shout-out, for instance, which was useful when we had Mr. Levin on last hour. If I hadn't
watched
the show.
Then don't complain about it. One or the other.
I'm not complaining about the show. I'm saying the Jonas Brothers suck.
You love it or you hate it.
That's all I'm saying is they keep appearing on my television, whether it's during the NFL playoffs or wherever, and they continue to be awful.
They were good with Stevie Wonder on the Grammys, though.
They were. That
well, there's that.
That was quite the duet. And sad news, everyone, according to Star Magazine, Jennifer Aniston has ruined the chances for a Friends movie.
Bitch!
That was an option?
Thank you, Jennifer Aniston. Reportedly, she demanded double the paycheck of the rest of the cast, causing all the producers and the representatives for the other actors to shy away from the project, fearing it would be a big nightmare. So it looks like there will be no Friends movies in our future.
Really?
Does that sound true to you that she would do that?
No, because they've always sort of been a united front when it comes to money. Yeah. They all sort of campaigned together for the same amounts.
Mm-hmm. Plus, Joey would do it for free, so they save money there.
That's true. He would he'd work craft services, I think, and be available to work on the set.
That show without like a studio audience and stuff would be unwatchable.
Can you imagine?
Yeah, I don't think anyone's dying for that.
It's not like Sex and the City, which was shot like a film, even when it was on HBO, versus something that was done with three cameras in front of a live audience. It might be a little rough.
Not interested.
Maybe they could do a TV reunion movie. Maybe they could do that, a sitcom kind of thing. But does anyone really need to see the Friends
again?
That's
what I'm saying. I don't know there's any...
Do you watch the reruns at all? Have you ever caught a rerun of Friends? Doesn't really age as well as
you don't watch
it's... You know, fame in its heyday would lead you.
It
to
was
believe.
Good. It was a good show.
Very
at the
entertaining.
Time.
Yes,
I enjoyed it. But you're right; it's not the type of thing that ends and you go, "Wow, I miss it."
Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthday, shall we? Paris Hilton celebrates her 28th birthday today. Seems like she's just been around forever. Like she's
sure
been
does.
Like for 40 years. She's been in front of the cameras.
Really
I can't
does.
Believe she's only 28. Jason Ritter, actor, son of John Ritter, is 29 years
That's
old.
Hot.
Jerry O'Connell's 35. Taylor Hawkins turns 37 today. Billy Joe Armstrong of Green Day is also 37. Denise Richards is 38. Dominic Purcell from Prison Break is 39. Tim Mahoney of 311 turns 39. Luke Lope. What?
Huh?
Luke Robitaille. That's how they say it. Oh, never mind. Luke Robitaille is 43. Michael Jordan, guy used to play a little basketball. Not sure if you're familiar with him.
Are you drunk right now?
Wow. I am, yeah. Okay. He's 46. Larry the Cable Guy is also 46. Lou Diamond Phillips is 47. And Rene Russo is 55 years old today. A lot of birthdays.
Sure enough.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show.
Just saying, maybe Psycho Mike should just shut the F up. That's my point. Just
well,
shut
not making things any more fun around here, I'll tell you that.
No, it's not. I think we can agree.
Kevin and Bean Show, 712. Coming up next, we have the announcement for K-Rock's World Tour Destination number 4.
Blah, blah, blah.
And we're going to talk to Kat Von D.
But
first, why is Psycho Mike ruining everybody at K-Rock?
Here's what's going on. I can set this up, and then maybe we can figure out a way to stop it. Psycho Mike, as you know, hates women that are 1 ounce overweight. So what happens is we have an assortment of beautiful, healthy, young, attractive women that work here at K-Rock.
Yeah.
And they would feel good about themselves if they didn't work with Psycho Mike, who basically gives them the look and goes, ooh, you're happy with the way that looks? You know what I mean? He basically intimidates all of them into going on a diet, even when they don't need it.
Oh, look, you're going to eat that? Really?
You're going to eat that?
Exactly. Well, thank you, Lisa.
All right.
You look at somebody like Lisa May, who,
you
by
sure
the way,
you need that apple?
Couldn't be any hotter. Lisa May couldn't look any better. And Psycho Mike's like, well, I mean, if that's okay for you, I mean, if you're satisfied with that, then that's fine. So basically what he does is he guilts everybody into looking at him as some sort of Svengali to help them lose weight. So now they all have to come to him, and he has to hand out meal plans and exercise plans. And they're all miserable on this plan. They were fine before. They look great. All of a sudden, Psycho Mike's making him do all this stuff that's making everybody cranky and irritable, and the rest of us are having to pay for it.
So all the girls here at K-Rock are miserable and complaining, and it's all Psycho Mike's fault. They weren't complaining before.
Just fruit. An entire weekend.
Right, don't
it's
do that.
Brutal.
I don't
know what you're talking about. My attitude's fine.
Thank you, Miss Cleo. I'm saying don't do that, Lisa. I'm saying if he says eat fruit all weekend, you know that's a bad idea. Because you're going to be miserable when you come in after
miserable.
The weekend.
I was miserable. I was absolutely miserable, and I cursed Mike the entire weekend. And yet I don't want to come in
be
here.
Cool and eat fruit.
Right.
What's wrong with eating just chicken on Valentine's Day? What?
Well,
listen to this, Cleo. What?
You seem to have a little bit of an attitude, that's
really?
All, that you didn't have
really?
Before. Psycho Mike. And here's the other thing. Everywhere you walk, there's Psycho Mike in the corner or talking with someone in the hallway. Yeah, you know what I'd do? I'd just take the juice from a blade of grass, and I would just drink that for the day. That's it, just that. He's telling everybody this ridiculous. Take the mist that comes off a cup of coffee. Just only that for the day. What the hell? What kind of diet plan is this?
And then he's proud if you work out hard enough that the next day you actually are unable to walk up a flight of stairs. Like,
yeah,
Mike, I actually couldn't get to the top. Good. You did good.
Right.
That's how it's supposed to be.
Why are you bad? Why are you ruining everything for us?
I don't want people to be miserable,
yes,
but
you
if
do.
They don't want to be miserable, they shouldn't have been flawed to begin with.
Cool.
And I wouldn't
right,
have
listen,
to do this,
listen,
come
Spencer.
In, save the day.
The other thing is that I don't know how complicated Mike's plan is, but
very.
We, Kevin and I hear 100 questions per person at K-Rock a day to Psycho Mike, where they need some sort of clarification about the,
well,
hey, am I allowed to have the skin of the pear, or do I have to, what do I have to do? I mean, it's absurd
and
how
Mike
many questions
says,
they have to come to
you. You just lick the pear. That's all you do.
Correct.
You don't bite into it.
I get a lot of questions. You do hear people coming up and asking me the ins and the outs of stuff that I write down for them. But I'll point
out. I wish you wrote it down. I wish you would. You talk endlessly about your stupid diet plans.
I'll point out that Omar, who lost like 195 pounds.
And by that, you mean 10?
No, like 75.
No, stop it.
Never asked me one goddamn question ever.
Oh, so it's the girl's fault?
It's not your fault.
I'm just saying.
F you, Mike.
Yeah, F you.
I'm just saying.
Weigh a grain of sugar
and then and then cook it and then like
imagine
then,
what it would be like to eat something that weighed the same as that grain of sugar. Don't actually eat it, just think about
it's the most complex BS diets ever.
A week in, he says to me, you know, all of those measurements are uncooked. I was like, what?
You have to weigh your food uncooked
before you cook it.
Before you cook it.
So how do you, I don't even get like how you cook 2 ounces of yams. I don't get how that works.
You take a scale and weigh 2 ounces of yams,
and then
you cook it.
That's what I put in the oven. Yeah. That
yes.
seems.
Or you eat like a couple of pounds of yams and then weigh yourself and just see if it works out. It's so complex
it
and
really
difficult.
Is.
Most diets, they go out of their way to try and make it easy for the dieter.
That's why they don't work.
Most diets also say this diet will, you will not be hungry. So I say to Mike, last week.
Oh,
I go,
he's a motivational genius, Mike is.
Wow, eating fruit all weekend. Aren't I going to get hungry? And he looks at me and says, so? You're on a diet. Of course you're going to get hungry.
It's like Dick Cheney giving us advice.
Here's the deal.
So, too bad for you.
Let me tell you
to
something.
It.
Most diets, especially diets you see in like women's fitness magazines and women's interest magazines, that's the thing, is that they try to construct a diet that makes it somehow fit into a comfortable lifestyle and that you won't get hungry.
You know what? I have to stop you. This has become boring.
But
but that's because you live in the real world and you have a job and you have family and you have obligations and you don't want to be and feel miserable all the time. It has to complement your lifestyle, Michael.
That's the trade-off for yokedness.
I am so bored.
Miss Cleo, how much have you lost so far on Psycho Mike's crazy diet?
About 5 pounds.
Would you
and
say
how much
that's
of that
is in
it?
Your boobs?
None of my boobs. Thank you very much.
Oh, good.
Would you say it's worth all of the travails that you've had, all the problems?
No. Yes.
I'd say no.
Sure. I guess.
By the way, she's only been dieting for like 4 days, and she's about ready to kill everybody.
Yeah, right. So
my
stop it.
My fine. F all you
all. Cleo's the worst out of everybody. I have
I don't know
to,
what you
I
guys are
say.
Talking about. I have to say she's the worst,
yeah.
too.
Because Lisa's
really
like, hey, Mike, I have a question.
You guys are crazy.
Cleo's like, what? Can I eat that blueberry? What the? I said, does it say blueberries on there? No, but it's a blueberry. It's healthy, isn't it? Can
oh,
I
God. When is this going to end?
I'm dying.
I have not once said I'm dying. Please.
I don't know
See
what you guys
I'm
are
doing?
Talking about.
See what
that
I'm
is
saying?
Just fine.
I think the point is, Mike, it's tough enough to have to, thanks to stupid laws, have to allow women into the workplace. Don't make it harder for us, all right?
Look, this is my take on it. You're right. It sucks that we even have to allow
my
them to be here.
My take is shut the F up. That's my take.
You
shut the F up.
Okay. Listen, it's tough
in
enough,
general,
to, have, it's
shut
tough
your
enough
pie
to
hole.
Have them here as is, so we might as well make them thinner. While they're here.
Well, that's a good point.
That's my point.
I understand we got a little bit of station business to take care of.
We do. We have K-Rock's World Tour, destination number 4, making the announcement right now. Before this one, we sent you to New Zealand to see Kings of Leon.
Mm-hmm. It's like a one-man party.
We sent you to London to see U2.
British people.
Oh, they're polite, and the men all sound gay, but they will rip out your heart.
And then we sent you to see the Killers in...
Barcelona! Barcelona!
And now, we are going to send you to see Coldplay in Oslo, Norway.
Nice. Yes! Norway!
No one's ever said that before. Norway.
Huh.
Oslo, Norway.
Well, that would be interesting.
I've been twice. Great city to visit. You'll have a fantastic time.
Generally, my policy is, if Bean says, I've been and it's great,
don't go.
I'm out.
Yeah.
But it was so great the first time, I went back again. That's how much fun Norway is.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
Yes! Norway!
You can make up your own minds is what I'm
saying. This is K-Rock World Tour 2009. Your favorite K-Rock bands in places all over the planet.
Runway 4 left, clear for takeoff.
Roger that.
Destination 4.
Hi, it's Chris here from the band Coldplay.
Coldplay in Norway.
Listen to K-Rock to get on the standby boarding list.
Keep listening to win tickets to Coldplay. Saturday, July 18th, Home Depot Center. Tickets on sale Saturday and Friday. Kevin and Bean announce the grand prize winner Monday morning.
buckle up.
Freeze your butt off with Coldplay in Norway.
Norway! Good idea, Norway. Good for you.
All week long on the world famous camera.
From Warner Brothers Pictures, Watchmen. From the visionary director of 300. Watchmen in theaters everywhere, March 6th.
The world.
106.7.
Famous.
KROQ.
K-Rock.
K-Rock.
So if you know Kat Von D, go ahead and let her know that Kevin and Bean were expecting to hear from her and wake her up and have her call. Because, look, we've had Kat on the program many times before. She is not a fan of the early morning interview.
No, she's
and
not.
I understand that 7:30 is butt early for her. We'd still like to talk to her if you
How
see
early is butt early?
7:35.
Oh. do you remember when she was driving in and she was late and we said, if you see Kat Von D on the road?
Oh, yes.
And people were honking at her going, hey, you're supposed to be a Kevin.
That was great. Well, she's hard to miss.
You know? She is.
She is frequently late but gets away with it because she's so darn cute. Yeah. So, come on, Kat.
Guys, I need some help. Over the weekend, my computer was doing something that I don't understand. I know just enough about computers to get in a lot of trouble and then not be able to get out of it.
A lot of men like you out there.
For some reason, my computer was talking in the computer voice. It would describe in great detail everything I was clicking on.
What?
Out loud. So I'm
Did
in iTunes.
You download some sort of program or something that made it do that?
I couldn't. I worked on it for about 4 hours this weekend. I couldn't figure out how to get to stop. It's still not stopped.
Doesn't that sound like something you'd use for blind people?
Sir, listen to the detail. I'm in iTunes and I'm playing a song. Listen to the detail.
iTunes. Row 1. Songs. Table 1. Songs. Row 9. Name. PIMP. Time. 409. Artist. 50 Cent.
So it does that for every single file that I click on. And then while the song's playing, it continues to talk.
It does?
It won't shut the F up.
Oh, my God.
Why does my computer do that, and how can I get it to stop?
Songs, table one, songs, table one, row selected, name, in a box, Justin Timberlake, time, 2:41, artist, The Lonely Island.
Yeah.
Wow. Is that
annoying?
That
has to be.
It's the most annoying thing ever.
It has to be for blind people. Now, I haven't had that happen. I have had situations where my TV gets stuck on the SAP and you can't get the Spanish off.
Yes.
You can't get
the that's good.
Me too. I gave away a TV like that. I gave up.
I remember watching.
I gave away a TV. I was done with it.
Donna and I were at a hotel once, and Grapes of Wrath, which is a fantastic Henry Fonda movie, was on, and we watched the entire movie in Spanish because we could not
figure out
how to turn it off. And it sounds like the same thing. Something took over your computer, and you can't stop it.
And then you get obsessed because it should be something fixable. You think if you go to the audio settings or the whatever.
Look, something turned it on.
Right.
Something has to turn it
off.
How
could I not figure out how to stop it? But all weekend long was this.
Name, Night Rocker, time, 3:42, artist. David Hasselhoff, album, Night Rocker, name, Gorilla Pimpin', time, 5:01, artist, Dr. Dre, name, Ass Like That, time, 4:25, artist, Eminem.
Okay, I know what I'm listening to. This gives you a little insight into the kind of stuff that I listen to, but this guy starts explaining in detail. And when he gets to a video, a TV video, he reads the entire description of what the video's about. Which is absurd.
Status, 1,284. Name, Pimp Juice. Time, 4:52. Artist, Nelly. 587. Name, Kyle's Mom is a Big Fat Bitch. Time, 12:49 a.m.
Okay, so this is video. Now we're into video. I'm watching South Park.
Artist, The South Park Album. Status, 890. Name, You're So Gay. Time, 3:37. Artist, Katy Perry. Status, 929. Name, Boobs Rule. Video, L.A. Inc. Album, L.A. Inc. Season 1.
Okay, now, so it's L.A. Inc. because we're supposed to have Kat Von D on the program.
Right. Too.
So I'm trying to catch up, and she has an episode named Boobs Rule.
Sure.
And here's what the episode sounds like, if it were to be described to you by a computer.
Description. While bathing suit shopping with Pixie, Kat learns her recent weight loss has changed more than her waistline. Pixie gives Kat the hard sell on breast implants. But before Kat goes under the knife, she does a test run on the girls at the shop. Status.
Okay, so it's kind of a turn-on. Except for it won't shut up.
Wow.
It keeps repeating things over and over again.
I don't know anyone who's ever had this problem.
Me either. And I've had a computer, and I've done a lot on computers. How does this?
There's no way. I mean, you would have to download a program.
Wouldn't you, in order to make that happen,
it
makes sense.
It's got to be built in.
It totally makes sense. But I ended up just turning off the audio because I could. So now you can't listen to music. You can't watch anything on your computer because it just this annoying.
1,438. Name, Super Blob. Video, artist, Rob Dyrdek's Fantasy Factory. Album, Rob Dyrdek's Fantasy.
Okay, so here's the description.
Season 1. Description. In the Fantasy Factory series opener, Rob gets right to work filling his new Willy Wonka-esque warehouse with fun things. He sets his sight on blobbing, a method of launching people into the air with a giant
inflatable tubes.
Come on. That didn't even sound fun that way.
Kevin does not watch anything on television. He only watches stuff on his computer or his iPod. That's it.
Yeah.
That is true.
Status 1,508. Name P. Video time 9:45.
Oh, by the way, this is Sarah Silverman, and the episode is named P. Because she's a bedwetter.
P. Video time 9:45 p.m. Artist: The Sarah Silverman Program, Season 2. Description: Sarah becomes an adult bedwetter. Status: unplayed. Name: The Biggest Douche in the Universe. Video: show: South Park, Season 6, Episode ID 615. Description: when a famous psychic fails to help him exorcise Kenny from his body, Cartman and Chef travel to the moors of Scotland, where Chef's mom tries a little of her own voodoo magic on him.
Can't they make those things sound a little more realistic, by
yes,
the way?
Yes,
that's awful.
Cartman.
Status: unplayed. Name: Osama bin Laden has fartai pants.
Okay. Osama bin Laden has farty pants is the name of the episode on South Park, but this is how he says it.
Osama bin Laden has farty pants. Video show South Park. Status: playing. Name: dance, dance. Artist: Fall Out Boy.
Okay, I didn't
playing
listen to
name
that.
Dance, oh, dance. Artist: Fall Out Boy. Status: playing. Name: dance, dance. Artist: Fall Out Boy.
Oh, interesting.
Playing. Name: dance, dance. Artist: Fall Out Boy.
Wait a minute. It's making stuff up, and that's ridiculous.
Oh, yeah.
Let's talk to Oscar real quick. He's in Orange on Line 8. We're getting a bunch of people who know what this is and how it happened. Oscar, welcome to the Kevin Bean Show. What the hell is going on with Kevin's computer?
Hey, Oscar, turn the radio down, dude, so you can hear.
It's iSpeak or something stupid like that. It's annoying.
It's iSpeak. That's the help you have? Is just it's annoying? How do I turn it off?
It's I believe it's Command F5. I've had the same problem. I had a call app.
So do you think that I hit something on accident and didn't download something like Bean thought?
No, you probably just hit a command file on top, and it's the most annoying thing
you
ever.
Think?
Yeah. Almost as annoying as your phone call. Thank you, Oscar. Or Oxer, as it says here. Hey, a lot of people are emailing saying that you have accidentally turned on something called the Windows Narrator.
Don't have Windows. Have Mac.
Okay.
Maybe there's a Mac version of it?
Right.
Here's what I know.
Osama bin Laden has fartai pants.
I know that for a fact.
What does Cartman think about it?
Osama bin Laden has fartai pants.
All right. I'll figure it out, I guess. But if not, I'm going to get rid of my computer like Lisa did her TV.
Just throw it away, man.
I just can't take it.
Hey!
Nope.
No?
I don't think that song deserves that.
Hey, great news, you guys. They found Kat Von D. She is alive and will talk to us coming up after the news at 8. How about that?
Is there anyone worse at reading the clock?
Than Kat Von D?
Than Kat Von D. Have we ever had a guest that's not
consistently
on time,
wrong.
Consistently more than her.
She is temporally challenged.
Snoop's pretty bad.
Yeah, but Snoop somehow finds it.
he gets a pass. He's Snoop.
Of course, yeah.
Right.
He's high.
And he's high. And he's high. Right. Kat's not. So what's going on with her?
Bean, well, who are we going to talk to, Bean?
We're going to talk to Kat Von D.
That's right.
7:51 of the Kevin and Bean Show. By the way, just announced earlier this morning and announced incorrectly, destination number 4 of K-Rock's World Tour 2009 apparently is in Bergen, Norway, not Oslo as we had thought. But that is to see Coldplay, and we're going to hook you up with tickets for Coldplay at the Home Depot Center ahead of them going on sale this weekend. Your chance to win on the way anytime on the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock. Hey, Ralph Garman, what's going on?
Nothing.
Okay, thanks for joining us.
Got enough.
Thanks for stopping by.
You got 8 minutes to kill, whatever you want to do. Did you hear about this guy? This isn't funny.
Why are you laughing?
Sounds like it.
Because as I was reading the story, it struck me as funny. Let me get through it all, and you'll see why I thought it was a little bit funny.
All right.
There was, in New York, Orchard Park. This is a suburb of Buffalo.
Okay.
Okay? A CEO of a television station. He owns his own television station called Bridges TV.
Okay.
His name is Musamil Hassan.
Hey.
And he's been charged with beheading his wife.
What?
His wife filed for divorce on January 6th. And so Musamil Hassan cut her head off.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
In New York?
In Orchard Park, just outside Buffalo.
See, I saw the headline, did not read the story, and assumed it was some guy in the Middle East somewhere.
No.
I didn't know it was an American. Oh, my God.
He is a Muslim who owns a TV station in just outside of Buffalo. He went to the cops and confessed right after he did it. He said, my wife is at the TV station
part of
that
her.
I own. They showed up and they found his decapitated wife at his TV station.
DJ Omar Khan.
Oh.
What happens when you elect a Muslim president, man? Stuff like this is going to happen all the time.
Barack Obama is not a Muslim.
That is, wow. You don't hear that every day.
Now, so far, not funny, right?
Right.
Right.
No.
But the story, as you read it, it came off the AP wire, right?
Mm-hmm.
He goes, Hassan launched Bridges TV, billed as the first English language cable channel targeting Muslims inside the United States in 2004. Hassan said he hoped the network would balance negative portrayals of Muslims in the media.
Come on.
That's a little ironic. Mission accomplished, Mr. Hassan.
Wow. Yeah, that's good.
After you chopped your wife's head off.
Wow.
That's going to give us a balanced view. That's good.
If you're trying to, paint the Muslims in a more positive light, perhaps you just would have let her go through with a divorce.
Yes, don't decapitate her.
You don't decapitate
her. That's funny.
So. Wow. Wow.
Man of the day?
Man of the day. He's a citizen of the day.
Citizen of the day. Oh, Britney Spears. Was her meltdown fun to watch or what?
It was, actually.
Well, according to 50 Cent, it was. He says he used her self-destructing personal problems as the inspiration for his new album, Before I Self-Destruct, which is the title of it. Fitty tells OK Magazine that watching her go through her tough times was, and I quote, the greatest show on earth. Huh? And says it was great to watch her spin out of control because it makes the average person feel better.
Well, you don't hear that every day.
No, you don't. But here's to you, 50 Cent.
Girl, holla!
He later said.
Congratulations to Viva La Vida or Death and All His Friends by Coldplay. It is the biggest selling album all over the world for 2008. The people who follow such things say that the album sold 6.8 million copies worldwide.
Wow.
And had more digital downloads in its first month of release than any other album in history.
I didn't think anything sold that much anymore.
Yeah, well, this is worldwide.
6 million.
Worldwide, yeah. Wow. But still, a monster smash success for Coldplay.
But Kevin, you're right. 10 years ago, there were albums that sold 10 million copies just in the United States.
Yeah.
Now this makes news for, almost 7 around the whole world.
But it also had the most digital downloads as well, so it's selling most physical copies as well as digital copies.
Right, right.
It's impressive.
It's pretty impressive. Congratulations to Catherine McPhee. Just announced to Hollywood Reporter she has a starring role in a new movie.
Hmm.
How about Cat? Getting her own movie.
Yeah.
It's called Wedlocked. She will play the daughter of a mobster who gets mixed up in a quest to marry a photographer so she can obtain American citizenship. Sounds like a romantic comedy.
Okay.
And I'm looking forward to seeing it because she is the best.
Has she abandoned her singing career? Because all I ever hear about her is in reference to acting now.
I don't know what she's doing with the singing, but she's a real good actress. I thought she was good in House Bunny.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody wasted her talent, though, as a singer with that album.
Yeah, it was not her forte, that kind of stuff, that music. Looks like the Desperate Housewives are looking for more ratings. Looks like they've become desperate for ratings. Word is, in an upcoming episode, Eva Longoria and Terry Hatcher will be taking their relationship to another level.
Oh. What?
In an upcoming episode.
They'll be making out?
When they share some on-screen kissing. Yeah. Huh. Yeah. Now that's an episode I can get behind.
All right.
And get in front of. And get under.
Right.
Get on top of.
Right.
Then, take a break and have a cigarette. Then go back and watch it again. ABC right now is not denying the leak, but saying anything is possible on the show right now. So that's a yes, right?
Yeah. Is that a yes?
Yeah, they're going to be making out. Yeah, yeah. Going to be watching the Oscars on Sunday?
Nope.com.
Oh, come on.
Of course.
Probably, but it'll be boring as hell.
The Oscars for me, it's like a bonus holiday. It's like you get an extra holiday out of the year.
There's so much of it that's boring.
I love Oscar night.
You TiVo it, and then you don't start watching for an hour and a half. I watch it live from
beginning to end. I don't do the red carpet stuff. I don't watch all that coverage. But when the show starts till it ends, I'm there. I'm watching.
And it's usually all the songs that are nominated they do live, and they're terrible.
And they break
this
every
year we have
four
ding, 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 ding. And they're doing it as a medley. They're doing all the songs this year as a medley.
Is it a 1 second medley?
That's like 4 minutes.
Then
or something.
I'm out.
It's tight. It's tight.
No,
it's tight.
Is it airtight?
It's tight.
Yeah, I'm not going to watch. You bring in highlights.
Peter Gabriel said that he won't perform his song that's been nominated for an Oscar from the motion picture WALL-E.
Why?
Because they just want a 60-second snippet in the montage. They're going to do them all together on stage.
Oh, I see.
And he says, no, I'm a songwriter, and this is my work, and it's a six-minute song, and I need to do it in its entirety, or I will not do it at all.
Yeah.
Good for him. That's his Big Blue Balls project? I think it is. I think it's the name of his band or something.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh. Anyway, no, not good for him.
Not going to do it.
Do it. Just to, no, you want an well, Oscar
no.
or not?
Why?
Because it's not one of your freaking sideshow stage shows where you're riding a bicycle
in a circle.
With a scuba tank on, throwing paint at each other, whatever the F he does on stage. It's
he's
the
an
Oscars.
Artist.
It's a TV show. You just do your little piece.
You are going to come in on next Monday, and you're going to go, wow, that was boring.
No, I will not.
All right.
I love the Oscars. Anyway, Airborne. You familiar with Airborne?
Yes.
That's the herb vitamin combo thing you take
you get
when
that at Trader Joe's,
when you
right?
think you're getting sick or before
it's
you
the stuff
before
that works, get on but the plane. No one can prove it.
Right. Apparently they tested it and said it does shouldn't work, but apparently it does for lots of people.
Yeah.
Airborne has announced they are offering $1 million to anyone who works Airborne into their acceptance speech this Sunday. This is just for the major acting categories. Actor, actress, supporting.
Interesting.
But if any of the four acting...
$1 million.
Any of the four acting winners work Airborne into their acceptance speech, they get a cool $1 million.
All right. What would you feel about an actor or actress who did that? Would you think smart? Take
I would
advantage
laugh
of the opportunity.
My ass off.
Five seconds of their life and they get $1 million?
Absolutely.
Would you think, wow, what a sellout.
I would say... $1 million.
I'm guessing those people don't need it, though. Like, it wouldn't be the same for us if we were up there. For them, $1 million is, you know, they already have.
It depends on who wins. I don't think Kate Winslet needs it, but if, you know, Melissa Leo wins her Oscar, I think the money would come in handy, you know?
I like it.
Heath Ledger doesn't need it.
That's true.
Doesn't need the Airborne either, quite
That's
frankly.
Correct. He needs neither.
But how great would that be? Oh, I'm so glad to be here. I didn't know if I was going to make it or not, because I was flying in from England, and I thought I was coming down with something, but I popped some Airborne, and I felt great when I landed here in the States, and it's great to be here winning my Oscar. Cha-ching!
Do they get $1 million for each time they mention it? Because I would just lace it with that.
Airborne. I believe it's just the mention's worth a million.
It's interesting, Ralph, because there's been so much talk. I mean, Lisa just made reference to the fact that she's going to be watching the Academy Awards and not watching any of the commercials. So
yeah.
That's why companies try to get creative and look for ways to integrate their product into the storyline. And I was just thinking, like, last week's 30 Rock, you saw that it was practically a commercial for the McFlurry.
Yes.
Is that
what's going on here now? I mean, is that what this Airborne thing is like? And McDonald's with that? And the iPhone is everywhere now on TV?
Yep.
But McFlurry is the perfect marriage of creamy ice cream and crunchy cookie.
At least they
That's
make it
I
funny.
Understand.
Yeah, it really is.
They do it well, at least.
Yeah.
Unlike
but see,
us
watching
here.
The Oscars for me is like watching a professional sports event on television. I can't watch it in delay. I can't watch
you can't,
it TV.
Because it already happened?
Because it's happening. Mm. It's live. It's a live event happening while you watch it. Need to be there.
You don't want to fast forward through the death pool? You don't want to fast forward through that part where they all
die? In Memoriam? Yeah. I love In Memoriam. It's one of my favorite moments in Memoriam.
How is that one of your
No, I like In Memoriam, too.
Thank you, Lisa, because In Memoriam, it's a little homage to those people we love.
But I don't know any of them.
Well, you don't know the people that are standing on the stage live talking to you in the camera. You don't know them. Hugh Jackman, who's that guy? That's what you're going to be saying on Sunday.
That is a boring show.
Some of us have a respect for the history of the television.
My wife and I have to gamble on that show just to make it interesting.
No.
We pick who's going to win. We put money on each one.
No.
It's the only way.
You're wrong.
Only way.
It's the best.
It's like watching baseball.
But it's not for you.
It's not for you.
That isn't good for you.
Today's celebrity birthdays. Oh, isn't it just an ass full of birthdays today? Paris Hilton's 28. Joseph Gordon-Levitt, remember him from 30 Rock?
Yeah.
Son, little kid from that show? Now he's going to a big independent film career. This guy.
Not really.
He's a good actor.
28 years old today. Jerry O'Connell, one of our favorites. New dad, married, of course, to Rebecca Romijn. He is 35 years old today. Foo Fighters drummer Taylor Hawkins is 37, as is Billy Joe Armstrong of Green Day. Denise Richards, a reality TV show superstar.
Yeah.
By the way, I get a lot of complaints from folks who follow the bell who want to know where the hell the bell is for Denise Richards, and they did not hear the conversation earlier this morning where we decided she is so ugly on the inside that it makes it impossible for us to enjoy her on the outside.
I'm sorry you're taking all that grief from the folks who follow the bell.
I'm going to suggest no one follows the bell.
There are
I've had
who
quite a few.
This damn bell.
No, there aren't.
Oh, sure.
There are.
Team
there
Bell.
Are.
Team
well,
Bell. They've got jerseys. They have practices. They get together. They compare notes.
Write them back and say, step outside and say hi to a person.
I just wanted them to know we have
Please
discussed
forward
it, and that's,
us their email.
Yes,
that's the decision we made.
We'd like to talk to the Bell Squad, please.
Beans, gay f- Bell. He's got to ring it every time a hot girl gets mentioned on the air. It's stupid.
Hey.
Throw it in the f- trash. F- that Bell.
Come on.
Same my whole life.
I want to talk to the people who follow the Bell.
Bell League. League of Extraordinary Bell Lift Watchers.
Somebody sat down with their fingers on fire and went, how come you're not getting a bell?
This is make me go down there, teach you how to use a bell.
Every time there's some emo birthday that Ralph misses, he gets strongly worded letters. It's the exact same thing. People are just wrapped up in whatever celebrity
that
they're
into. Need to stop it with the bell. The
difference is I ignore those emails. I don't read them and take them to heart.
Bean gives updates.
Let me explain to those people who are following the bell why we made this choice.
That's people who follow the bell, by the way, are playing Coachella first night.
Tim Mahoney of 311's 39. Luke Robitaille, King's legend, is 38. What? 43. Where'd I come up with 38 from?
Not sure.
Michael Jordan's 46. Larry the Cable Guy, also 46. Lou Diamond Phillips is 47. And Rene Russo is 55. Speaking of birthdays, Larry the Cable Guy and Michael Jordan. For those of you who follow astrology and think apparently the date of your birth and even the year can somehow determine who you will turn out to be.
Those two guys are like twins separated at birth.
Born on the same day, the same year. Larry the Cable Guy and Michael Jordan. That's all I'm saying. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
I'm sorry, Bean. What's the name of that band?
I don't know. I wasn't listening. What are we playing?
Apocalyptica.
Oh, I can't say that. I can't say that. No, those are some entrepreneurs whose name I cannot say. I'm sorry. I have a lot of trouble with that. It's 8:13 on the Kevin and Bean Show. Apparently, we're going to be talking to Kev Mundy at some point later this hour.
Yeah, right.
First, though, Ralph, I know you've it's been a long time since you've been as excited about a new feature as you are about this one.
Well, here's the thing.
We don't have time for this.
We discover a little bit more about each of the players here on the Kevin and Bean Show as time goes by. And we know Kevin. We've got the moments with Kevin where sometimes he will occasionally, you know, trip over a word.
Occasionally.
Or, you know, say something out of context. But it wasn't until recently we started to recognize that Kevin is the interview killer.
How dare you?
Whenever we're talking to a celebrity on the phone regarding their latest project, Kevin will invariably do something that just brings the entire interview to a screeching halt. And I'm just fascinated by what goes on in your mind, what that process is.
I can tell you what's going on in my mind. I start to panic because I have attention deficit disorder and I'm getting bored.
Right.
So I figure everybody else is getting bored, so I try to make it funny, and it just falls flat on my face and it doesn't work.
It's been a long line
but
of
at
these.
Least that doesn't make me not want to do it the next time, unfortunately. Yeah. So the next time I think, people must be getting bored. I better step in again.
There's been a long line of these. The most recent was, when I realized it really was a trend, was with Joss Whedon. We were talking to him regarding his TV series, Dollhouse.
Which, by the way, did you watch?
Yeah. Fascinating.
So good.
Yeah,
really good.
The premise is basically that there are these people that get programmed to do whatever you want to do. And this semi-evil corporation is willing to fulfill your fantasies by having them be whatever you need. They imprint them with the skills that they need, and then they wipe them clean and start all over again with these people. So Joss is trying to explain the premise to us in this interview. And Kevin just isn't happy with the way things are going, so he needs to kill it. That's what I've decided.
Yes, little Fantasy Island, little Alias, little Quantum Leap. We'll throw anything in there.
Any whores?
I'm sorry?
Nothing?
Kevin, the interview killer!
Well, it stars...
I had to stop that there. It
stars Eliza Dushku, and it says anything that you want him to be.
Yes.
So that would be my...
Of course.
Fantasy.
Well, but it didn't make any sense the way you said it, because he was naming the television shows that he drew from to make the story work. You didn't say, hey, can you turn Alicia Dushku's character into a prostitute if you want to? You didn't say that.
Or can you have sex with them?
In any of the upcoming episodes, does Eliza Dushku, does she work as a prostitute? Okay, we weren't even working it in at all.
I could have asked that better.
No, you just killed the interview. Saying. You killed it.
Any whores?
What? And then even Joss is like, what?
Come on.
Throws him really off.
And then Kevin runs the other way as fast as he can.
That's what's fascinating to me, he backs off from his own question.
But you've already killed the interview at that point, so now everyone's just wondering what to do with the body. They're all standing around looking at a chalk outline of an interview, saying, all right, what do we do now? Because it's over, and Kevin's running away from the scene of the crime.
But let me ask you guys a question. Obviously, it was worded so that it was funny in my head. When it came out, it wasn't, and he didn't hear it. So do I continue, do I deliver it again as if it's going to be funny?
I don't have that option. Don't kill the interview.
What do I do once he doesn't hear it?
Remember the legendary Leonard Nimoy interview? Leonard Nimoy had just released a book of photographs.
This is different.
Plus-sized models
that
he was shooting.
This is different.
And he was very passionate about his work that he was doing. He was trying to describe the artistic process he went through in deciding, first of all, to do the project and how he went about
it. Those women were 500 pounds plus and all nude.
I think we all understood your position on the
terrible idea.
Large women should never be photographed in the
nude. He wasn't making porn, Kevin. He was doing it as an art project.
Art, smart. It was
and was explaining that. Right. That's what he was explaining
he
to us.
He was trying to make the difference between like sexy pictures and what his photos were supposed to be. Kevin would have none of it and had to kill the interview.
I didn't know if I would do her justice. I didn't want to make fun of her. I didn't want to ridicule her in any way. I wanted to do her justice and do a decent job.
Didn't know if you had a wide enough angle lens.
What was that?
Kevin, the interview killer.
Wow. He heard that.
Yeah.
That wasn't angry. What was that? But honestly, those girls were fat. That was on purpose.
Yeah, of course.
We understand that, but we're trying to do an interview with someone. You understand that part?
But I can't go along with the whole, hey, let's all act like it's art, because it isn't. It's hideous ugliness. Oh, dear God, you people.
Sean Penn directed a movie called Into the Wild.
Okay, this is a
great movie.
Something he was very proud of.
That's what I panicked because he's boring.
Sean Penn, I thought it was interesting. Him talking about his decision about Bean had asked him whether he wanted ever to be in the film and star in the lead character of the book that he read and loved and turned it into a motion picture. I was interested to hear the process, how he decided how to present this film and how to cast the young actor that he cast. What was the kid's name?
Speed Racer.
Emile Hirsch.
Oh, God, I'm bored already.
That's where I was.
But Kevin harkens back to a role Sean Penn played 30 years ago. The guy who always busts our nuts for talking about something that's older than like a month. He reaches back to Fast Times at Ridgemont High to kill this interview with one of the greatest actors of our generation.
Is this a role that you would have wanted to play, Sean, had you been young enough for the role?
I was a good deal older than the guy when I first read it, so it never came to mind that way. I never could have or did consider that.
You could have gone comedy with it and been Spicoli. It's changed the whole thing around.
not at all, Kevin. No.
Kevin, the interview killer.
I like it in that one that he doesn't answer, but Bean nervously tries
to cover.
Yeah, it didn't work. Sorry.
What's wrong?
I could have said that better.
Kevin, what's wrong with grown-ups having a conversation that sometimes is serious?
Boring.
Kevin, not everything has to be a laugh riot.
I just get bored really easy.
Every interview has to be like with Steve-O for Kevin, or else it doesn't. Yeah, right. Like, it's like, oh, God, bored.
I just get bored.
No poop. No pee-pees.
I get bored easily.
No ass. No one's put anything in their ass in 5 minutes.
And it's gotten way worse. I get bored way too soon now.
Maybe you just turn down your headphones.
I don't know what to do about
the rest of us talk.
All right.
Because Liam Neeson was on the show.
Oh, well, that didn't work.
Just like last week, right?
Yeah. And you guys had talked to the girl, and Maggie Grace is also in the movie, and Bean had asked her, poorly, what it was like to work with an actor of Liam Neeson's caliber.
Right.
So Kevin has to bring that interview into this interview.
Because he was pretty boring.
Just to bludgeon the interview to death and to kill it.
It didn't work, if that's what you're asking. We had Maggie Grace on last week, like we said, and plays your daughter. I'd like to play a clip from my partner Bean, who was talking to her, and he was asking her what it was like to work with you.
So you meet a guy like that, as an actor, and then you're hoping that he's nice. What did it turn out being like to work with him so much?
Could that have been asked better, do you think? Liam?
Oh, I'm sorry?
That could have been handled better.
You're playing 19 different voices to the guy. You hear Maggie Grace. You got Bean saying things twice. You're saying stuff.
Come on, guys.
Why is the poor guy's head exploded?
How come I can't play?
That's what we want to know.
I already screwed up the Maggie Grace interview. Right? Why not leave that dead and buried and not now ruin the Liam Neeson interview?
I was bored.
I got bored.
You are a serial killer.
I'm telling you.
You're a mass murderer. That's what I'm telling you.
When things get boring, I have to spice it up.
You have to kill it.
Well, my attempt to spice it up ends up killing it, sure, but it's not my... I don't intend to kill it.
There's spice and there's poison. You have to learn the difference when you're cooking.
You are a murderer of love!
Sorry.
What was that?
I need support for Lisa at this very volatile time.
delicate stage of my growth.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show on the world-famous K-Rock. Kevin Dean. We're going to talk to him soon.
Here's what we're talking about during the song there. Not that we don't love hearing that song each morning, but Lisa May did something so out of character for her on Friday night at the Kevin and Bean singles party, which, by the way, was a blast. Thanks to the listeners that won tickets. Thanks for the listeners that showed up. They were goers. I mean, they were there and ready to bang, weren't they?
Oh,
our
yeah.
listeners,
yeah,
they something. Bring it. They bring it. Well, the Armenian comedian was there dressed as Mr. Clown, and no, you're not going to believe this. Our sweet little Lisa May ended up throwing a drink in his face. Now, is that something you normally do to people you find distasteful, Lisa?
I've never done that in my life to anyone. But first of all, you know how much I despise him, right?
Lisa killed an ant on Friday and was really, like, genuinely sad.
It was just one little ant. I think it was
really
looking
bummed.
For its family. And
she would never do this. But Sam is so annoying. And
Kevin promised me a bottle of Dom.
I did.
So there was that.
Well, what happened was the Armenian comedian was outside the party dressed as Mr. Clown. And we instructed the bouncers out front to not let him in.
Yes.
That was my...
After we invited him, by the way. And
he invited himself.
He did. He was
but
calling,
agreed,
going, I want
to go. We agreed to let him come,
it's
and then we decided to not
party.
Let him in.
What's he doing at a singles party?
It's a great question.
Right?
So he shows up out in front, and Lightning has the video camera, and you can see this video, which is really funny, unless you're Bean, at krock.com, the Kevin and Bean page. You have to watch the video. It's called something about Armenian comedian said yep. no, or we said yeah. no to him, or something like that. And it's spectacular because he's dressed up as a clown out in front of the Roxy, and he's very, very upset.
Hey, Alex, let me in. You whore. Damn, man. They're not letting me in. What the hell is this? What's wrong with these people? This is bullshit. Am I going in or what? Huh? This sucks.
Dude is dressed like a clown in front of the Roxy.
And that was the plan. The dude would stay outside.
That was my plan.
On the video, I actually look at Lightning and say, yes, we're all going to have a good time. Implying that not him,
right.
the rest of us, because he can't come in. And then what happens?
Bean.
He's inside the party.
Stupid
Bean
lets
him in. That was you, Bean?
But he's not inside the party yet at this point in the video.
They call me, leave me a message, and now I'm here, and they don't even recognize me, ladies.
Now he's talking to just random girls that are going in. I don't even work at the station.
Why would they know
Tell them you know me and let me in. Am I going in or what? It sucks. This is worse than Armenian genocide.
Okay. It's worse than Armenian genocide. Seems like maybe it's an overstatement.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe
here's what I was thinking, Lisa, is that nothing unites people like a common enemy. Look, people don't care whether you're Republican or Democrat after 9/11 because you're Americans. That's what I was trying to do with the singles party. I figure you bring Sam into the party, all of a sudden guys and girls have something that they can point at and laugh at that gets them talking and gets them on the same side.
Okay, but the problem is that everyone who works here at K-Rock is not on the same page when it comes to Sam.
I feel betrayed.
I am endlessly fascinated by Sam. I would have him at every event. I understand I'm on my own. I understand a lot of listeners hate him as well when he comes on the radio. Bean's not a huge fan when he comes
on.
No, nope.
Not at all.
I love. But Alex is a person, our producer, who has an ass full of him. I mean, she's really tired of him.
Deal with him.
I know. And he's annoying to her. So when Bald Brad, our friend, offered her a bottle of Dom to throw a drink in his face, she was more than I turned and looked, and she was already gone.
So she threw
a drink in his face. And then I went over to tell Lisa because I thought it was funny. I know Lisa hates him. I said, Lisa, you'll never believe this. She threw a drink in his face. I'll do that, Lisa said. I was like, what?
What happened to our sweet little Lisa?
Lisa
Did
had been
you
drinking.
Think I wouldn't?
No, I didn't think you would. Of
I
course
had
not.
Had a couple of drinks at that point.
You're the nicest person I've ever met.
You thought your Dom was safe.
So I said, I'll give you a bottle of Dom if you throw a drink in her face. And she took off across the club like I've never seen before.
Well,
I was like, oh, no way.
I had to do it right away before I lost my nerve. So I throw an almost full drink in his face.
It was a direct eye hit.
Yes.
By the way.
And then he grabs his face and he goes, it burns.
It burns. And his clown makeup was running. It was spectacular.
Nice work, Lisa.
But guys, isn't there part of you that goes, he's a 60-year-old man in a clown outfit? Isn't there enough humiliation there already without you throwing alcohol in his face?
I didn't make him put on a clown outfit and come out to the party. He should have been home with his wife.
Screw you, Bean. You invite him to the party to mock him, to point your finger at him, and you know show off how weird and retarded he is.
And then you get
Lisa
mad at
and
us.
I are the a-holes because right. we put a drink on him.
I just think it crosses the line once it starts getting into physical abuse. That's the
it
only thing I
think. It crosses the line into goodness.
What about all the mental abuse he's been giving the K-Rock audience and staff members on the show?
But I think mental abuse is fair game. Mental abuse is fair game because we can give that out as well as he can. We can fight fire with fire. But I just feel like it crosses a line a bit. I mean, why not hit him in the knees with a baseball bat? That would be even funnier.
I didn't think of that.
That would be even funnier, right?
No, we didn't have a bat. That was the problem.
Next time.
Right, I'm writing that down. That's a good idea. I'm just saying, you have to watch the video because it is really amazing to watch him out in front. Don't you know who I am? I'm the effing Armenian comedian.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Tears of a clown. That. Greatest joy ever. Tears of a clown.
The only problem with the night was that it wasn't raining. I thought it was going to be pouring. So it'd be funnier for a dude in clown makeup to be out in front of the Roxy.
Because his makeup is running down his face.
Yeah, but we had to wait for Lisa to throw a drink in his face.
It was raining on the inside after that, I'll tell you that. The video is very funny. Lightning also had a confession booth set up that was very funny. Arlie, you'll get an if you always wonder what kind of people come to the Kevin and Bean Singles Party, watch this video at KROQ.com with people at the confession booth. The stuff that they talk about doing and the stuff that they talk about doing to each other later that night is all on the video. And they were goers. I'm telling you, it was a great group of people.
It was pretty strong. Go to KROQ.com, the Kevin and Bean page.
Kat Von D, is that short for something?
For Catherine von Drachenberg.
Is your goal to cover yourself entirely?
No, I'm going to stay away from my chest.
Why would you stay away from your chest?
Oh, I like my boobs the way they are. I started tattooing at the age of 14, and I got my first tattoo when I was 14. I've turned down a lot of people. Anything that goes against, like, my morals, you know, I don't do anything, like, racist, or anything that I think is going to be regrettable, you know, if I've been dating a boy for 2 weeks, I probably won't do his name on the internet. I've been drawing all my life, and one of the kids was, you know, tattooing all this with his homemade machine. He was just like, you should tattoo me, and I'm like, okay. Uh-huh. And I did it, and I loved it, and I've been doing it since.
I just set the Guinness Book World Record for doing the most tattoos in 24-hour period.
Our next guest is tattoo artist of both the rich and famous and the poor and unknown. You can see her brandish her needle expertly every Tuesday night on TLC's LA Ink. Please welcome the Human Art Gallery, Kat Von D.
Hey, Kat Von D. Welcome back, girlfriend.
Hey.
I gotta tell you, you know we love you, right, Kat?
We know I love you guys too, right?
And there's no guest that we've ever had on this show that reschedules more than you.
No, but it wasn't me. I called in on time. You guys didn't have it together.
Oh, all right.
We didn't have it together. I see.
Okay.
If you say that's the case, then I think you're right.
Why? Were you guys talking about my tardiness again?
Well, just a little, because...
Well, to tell you the truth, what we said is we love Kat so much that we expect her to be late, and we don't really care because we'll just have her on some other time because she's just time challenged. That's what we've learned about you.
You're a little challenged. Remember when you were late and you were driving here and Bean said, hey, if anyone sees Kat, tell her that they're expecting...
And then I had people like totally yelling at me.
Right. So all I'm suggesting is we're not making it up.
Right.
You're bad with a clock.
Now, Somebody told me to hurry up.
Let me ask you this, Kat. Is it true that you are in Chicago today because you are doing a book signing for your new book in stores called High Voltage Tattoo?
Yes, correct. Yeah, I've been on my book tour, and it's been pretty awesome because, you know, we're hitting, like, all these cities that I've actually never been to, so I've been able to meet so many, like, fans and just familiar faces. It's been awesome.
Any scary ones? Any scary fans that you go, wow, even, I don't know what to do with that guy.
Well, no.
Girl.
There's this, you know, no, it's all good.
I mean, just, by the way.
Does anyone ever show up that has you tattooed on them, Kat?
Yeah.
Really?
It's cool. Like, it's crazy, but it's like they'll ask me to sign their wrists or whatever sometimes, and I'm always like, please don't get this tattooed because it's a Sharpie and, like, it's probably not my best signature. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then they'll show up, like, to the next signing with the tattoo. So.
Yeah.
But it's been so sweet. Like I did a signing on Valentine's Day, and everybody brought me, like, heart-shaped chocolates, and it was so sweet.
Wow.
Now, let's talk about this book. Kevin has been reading his copy and has just been raving about it. It sounds like it's a pretty high-end book. I mean, it sounds like you put a lot of time and effort into making this thing nice.
Dude, this is a project that I've put in the most energy. And I mean, I think I lost my mind for 2 days when I was writing it. So, lots of love into that book. It's crazy.
There's full-size, really great-looking color photographs. I mean, much higher quality than you would think in a book. I mean, it's almost like a coffee table book.
Yeah.
Quality.
Yeah, it's like we had this fashion photographer shoot, like, over 100 of, like, my clients. Like, and I was, like, saving a lot of stuff, you know? Like, I didn't put any pictures like on the my MySpace or my website or anything like that. You know, just kind of saving like these some of my favorite clients just to put in the book. So pretty cool.
Not just that, but there's also many photos of Kat. Those of you that are obsessed with her, you would know.
Yeah, like I haven't already ordered my copy. And do you go through, I understand you go through every tattoo on your body and explain its significance too.
Yeah, it was funny. I mean, I couldn't, like, I mean, I don't, that would have been a book in itself or whatever if I would have just gone through each and I kind of picked, like, all the key tattoos, like, you know. It's cool. Like I'll go down my party leg, you know, my left leg. It's
party
like,
leg.
I call my right leg my party leg.
I call my middle leg my party leg.
Yeah.
I knew that was coming.
Okay, so you go down your party leg.
Yeah, and you know, I have all my friends tattoo me, and I mean, it looks like scribble scrabble, but it's cool because I get to talk about all like the fun times, and it's interesting. You know, who tattooed me and from what part of the world, and it's fun.
It's funny, too, to see the response that you get from people. In the book, it talks about how I think the misunderstanding of people with tattoos, that people think when they see you because you're heavily tattooed, you're going to be kinky and bizarre and the devil worshiper and all that kind of stuff. And it just couldn't be further from the truth. Is that changing at all?
A little bit. Like, people, like, it's awesome. People are bringing me peanut butter chocolate because they know that I love peanut butter.
Yes, they do.
And they're also, like, you know, a lot of people didn't know that I was, like, classically trained, like, since I was six on the piano, you know. So, but I love Beethoven. So, you know.
She can play Beethoven front to end on the piano.
You would not guess that.
No, and
that
I would say
just unexpected.
I would say you can't do everything well, Kat.
Tell time.
I cannot. I can't.
Can't read a watch. Can't read a watch. There's that.
Well, I don't even have a clock in my office.
Yeah, we know.
Are
wow,
you
what
serious?
A surprise.
We're aware
how
of that.
How shocking.
Wow.
But we still
because,
love you.
But it's for good reason, I swear. Like, if I ever tattoo you guys, I promise I'll never rush. I will not, like, in my time will be yours.
Well, that's good. Gotcha.
Well, we appreciate that.
Next time we want to do an interview, we'll have to schedule a tattoo.
Right. The book is called High Voltage Tattoo. It is out now, and it is available everywhere. I know this is a million years away, but just file it away in the back of your mind, K-Rock listeners, that there is going to be a Los Angeles book signing. It's not until March, though, at the Barnes & Noble and HB, but that'll be your chance to go and get your copy autographed by Kat Von D. The book looks fantastic. L.A. Inc. is where are we on the season on that, Kat? Are we in between right now?
Yeah, we're in between just because I'm doing the book tour, and so it's like I'm going to be on the road until I get back home in March, and then that's when we'll start filming again.
Fantastic. You can keep up with all the details at katvond.net. Have a great time in Chicago. You know we love catching up with Kat.
Sorry again for being late.
No, we don't care. High Voltage Tattoo is the name of it, and Kat, we'd like to have you come in before the L.A. signing, if you don't mind.
Yeah.
Oh, I would love to. Okay. I want to see you guys anyway.
All right. Thank you, Kat.
Bye.
For a complete enchilada dinner on the go, try the new spicy chicken enchilada platter from Taco Bell. Two spicy chicken enchiladas smothered in zesty red sauce and melted cheese with seasoned rice and beans, chips, and chunky salsa. It's a zesty, spicy dinner without the wait at participating locations for a limited time. I'm Lisa May with K-Rock Traffic.
Hey, Lisa, 8:54, time for the Ralph Showbiz Beat.
It's zesty and spicy?
That's what I hear.
Yes.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Rarely you get that taste combo.
What was that?
Notice that zesty is one of those words that it's only used in commercials.
Yeah, that's
no
true.
No one ever uses that in conversation.
That, right?
Zesty. Wow,
right.
This dinner is one of the most zesty dinners I've ever had. It's just, it's so zesty.
Dave would.
Yeah, he probably would. Yeah, I don't like it. It's too zesty
it's
for me.
Zesty.
It makes my eyes go bonkers. It's Tuesday. That means new DVDs and CDs are in stores today. And, you know, usually on Tuesdays, when I have time, I try to get around to mentioning the new CDs and DVDs.
Right.
But for some reason, Bean has just been in my ass all day about announcing the new DVDs and CDs.
Very important
today.
To him.
I sent you one email trying to be helpful with a list of
here's
stuff.
The list,
out
here's
today.
The list. Do you guys even have it? Why aren't you doing it?
I didn't say why don't you do it. I just thought if you didn't have it, I would try to help you. That's
Asperger's.
All.
Asperger's. I know you've come to expect it every Tuesday. But sometimes, you know, we mix things up. And then it dawned on me.
Oh, is it somebody loves?
Why he was really eager to talk about the new DVDs are in stores today.
Oh, dear God. Is it something gay?
High School Musical 3 Senior Year comes out on DVD today.
High School Musical, who says we have to let it go.
What time does the store open? Who says we have to let it go? I do. Let it go. Zac Efron, Vanessa Hudgens, and Corbin Bleu.
Yeah.
I love that chicken and ham dish, by the way, they make with that A Corbin Blue. It's a cheese and ham and chicken. It's delicious.
It's actually zesty.
It's zesty, yeah. Changeling also in DVD format today.
Oh, I never saw that.
Not excited about Angelina Jolie.
No, Zac Efron,
yeah,
though.
All over it.
Religious. The new, it's not new, but the Bill Maher documentary about religion in America. By the way, if you ever get a chance, try to find Larry King talking to Bill Maher about religious.
It is funny.
And hear how many different ways he can pronounce religious. He still did it wrong.
200 times.
So, this religious-less. So, religious-less. Religious-less. And Bill just starts laughing after a while.
Larry's the best.
Body of Lies. Leonardo DiCaprio and Russell Crowe starring that film. Also available on DVD today. Choke. Sam Rockwell. That's a movie I always intended to get to go to see, and I never got around to seeing it.
It's a really good movie.
I like that.
I do. I want to see it. I wish it was on DVD. Quarantine.
Quarantine?
Quarantine, also opening today on DVD.
Which one is that?
That's with Jennifer Carpenter and Steve Harris.
Oh, yeah.
Midnight Meat Train. Yeah.
Come on.
Now we're getting somewhere.
Now we're talking.
Not, of course, my porn name in the 70s.
And How to Lose Friends and Alienate People. With Jeff Bridges, Kirsten Dunst, Diana Kent, and others. So those are your new DVDs in stores today. New CDs.
I like meat.
New CDs. We've got the new one from Morrissey, Years of Refusal. I've been refused for years. I'm going to hear it now.
Email Ralph at krock.com.
Let's talk about show business, shall we? Congratulations to Salma Hayek and her new husband, François-Henri Pinault. Two got married over the weekend after a long on-again, off-again relationship. They have a year-and-a-half-year-old daughter named Valentina.
What does he have that I don't?
He has $17 billion.
Okay.
Now, that sounds like a comedy amount that you just throw out to overstate someone's wealth.
Nope. He actually has $17 billion.
With a B.
Of net worth.
Dude.
$17 billion. He's one of the richest men in France. One of the richest men in France.
So he could go out if he wanted to and spend $1 million an hour for as long as he lived, right? I mean,
pretty
it's that
much.
Kind of crazy money.
Yeah.
Wow. All right. He wins.
François-Henri Pinault.
Oh.
I feel like Steve Martin. I'm billionaire.
Only you didn't find that funny enough that you would have done the role.
That's right. Airborne, we talked about this last hour. I'm learning more about this.
Oh, good.
The Hollywood Reporter announces today that Airborne, which is the good stuff you take when your cold's coming on or before you get a cold.
That does or doesn't work.
That does or doesn't work, depending on who you are.
Mm-hmm.
I think it works. Works for me.
Works for me. I'll tell you that.
They have offered $1 million to anyone who wins a major acting award at the Oscars this Sunday to give a shout-out to the product in their acceptance speech.
So if, like, an editor does it, they're going to go, nope, not major award, sorry.
The big four. Actor, actress, supporting actor, supporting actress.
Okay.
Now, here, there are little, there's some catches to this. The $1 million goes to the star's favorite charity.
Ah. Well, that
which
might
actually be more of an incentive.
Probably would.
Than not. You have to say, I'd like to thank Airborne for this award.
Okay.
And you have to hold up the product.
Come on. That's ridiculous.
You have to pull out a box of Airborne, hold it up and say, I'd like to thank Airborne for this award.
Just don't offer the million. You don't want to give it away, clearly. You're making it too hard.
So it is, it's making people.
And you have to do a somersault while
holding
the product.
The only way I can see this working is if all four of them do it. Can you imagine if best actor, usually it's the best supporting actress is the first award they give out of the majors, right?
Right.
She gets up there, she does it, and then supporting actor, and then actress and actor, they all four of them do it. That would be hilarious by the end of the night.
Yes. Will it happen?
I doubt it.
No.
But I just wanted to clear up some details about that because we were having some emails. The people who watch the Airborne stories that I do.
Are there a lot of them?
were furiously emailing me, trying to keep me honest, so.
They're very smart to get essentially airborne commercials all week long from people discussing whether anyone's going to do it or not.
It's true.
Which they won't, clearly.
Amy Winehouse is back in the hospital. Did you say fat?
He did. He's hoping that gets to her.
She's not skeletal anymore. Apparently she was admitted to the hospital on Friday after collapsing during her never-ending vacation in St. Lucia, there in the Caribbean. Sources describe Amy as she was being taken away as a terrible state, a shaking mess.
Oh, man.
Now, a spokesman for Amy says that she had recently run out of the medication she's been using to battle her crack and heroin addictions, and that may have caused the latest setback.
Let's just say that fame was like a drug. But what was even more like a drug was the drugs.
Sure, there's that. Some people are speculating she was drowning in booze. Maybe that's why she had a setback as well.
Yeah.
But who's to say?
She's going to be at Coachella, though. That's what I'm telling
you. That's what I'm telling you, too. She's scheduled to appear and will be there.
Correct.
Take a look at today's celebrity birthday, shall we? Rene Russo, 55 years old today. One of my co-stars from Two for the Money.
Yeah, I saw her.
Oh. Some of our scenes together.
Don't remember any of those.
You could feel the chemistry was palpable.
So, game's in 2 days.
No.
Talk to your team.
No, I'll have to.
Then it's all set.
No.
You throw the game.
Forget it.
What are you talking about?
Look, we're playing it straight. It's going to be a fair game, start to finish. No.
Wrong, man. You just made it into a bloodbath.
That was a tour de force.
That's from my legendary after-school special. That's not from
Oscar-worthy, right there.
Lou Diamond Phillips is 47 years old today. Larry the Cable Guy turns 46, as does Michael Jordan, basketball legend. Luke Robitaille is 43. Tim Mahoney of 311 is 39. Dominic Purcell from Prison Break is also 39. Denise Richards celebrates her 38th. Billy Joe Armstrong of Green Day is 37, as is Taylor Hawkins of Foo Fighters. Jerry O'Connell turns 35. And Paris Hilton celebrates her 28th birthday today. What if she spent time with her new BFF? Oh, no, wait a minute. She's looking for a new BFF on MTV.
Right.
Yeah.
And an English BFF, too.
She's looking for a lot of BFFs.
She needs a lot of friends.
I don't think that last F is not very true.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Thank you, Ralph. And thanks to Lauren Lookfusklessly from West Hills, who apparently won tickets to go see Coldplay at the Home Depot Center. They go on sale Saturday morning at 10 for their show this summer. She's also eligible for the grand prize drawing that we do. When, by the way? I forgot to look. Is it Friday or Monday?
Friday morning.
World Tour. Friday morning, World Tour to go see Coldplay again, this time in Bergen, Norway.
Monday
morning.
Yes! Did I say Friday?
Norway!
No, I'm in Monday. That's
what I meant. Can we have Sarah come in here and try to tell us how she spelled
that
last name?
She spelled that last name. It has about 700 letters, and there are no vowels. Consonants. There's not a vowel in the name.
Yeah, that can't be right.
There's no possible way.
No.
I'm betting they left out some vowels at the end of that name somewhere. I can't believe it has K-L-F-S-K and Y together. I just can't believe that. I also want to thank our special guest, Kat Von D, for joining us today. Again, the book in store is now called High Voltage Tattoo. Looks like it's worth picking up. And thanks to our friend Harvey Levin from TMZ.com. TMZ.com, the website of record for entertainment news, and, of course, the television show weeknights at 6:30 on Channel 11.
5 p.m. this afternoon, we're going to talk to Victor Solomon. That name may not ring a bell for you. It's Ralph's personal hero.
Oh, best piece of tape I've ever seen.
He has taken every single episode of The Sopranos.
How many seasons did that run?
Seven, I think. Eight?
Seven, eight
How
seasons?
Many?
Yeah.
A lot of years.
Every single episode and edited together just the curse words. One after another, after another, after another.
Oh,
and
dear.
It's
but every single...
You.
Every single curse.
27 minutes.
Oh, my God.
Of cursing by The Sopranos.
You, you.
Go something like that.
There's one word that seems to be used much more than any others.
Yeah. So we're going to talk to him. And we also are going to talk to the Armenian comedian about Lisa May's assault.
Wow.
And we're going to offer and get him a lawyer, by the way, if he wants to press charges.
You guys turned
this out to be fine.
Are they going to pull her out of here in handcuffs?
See you then.
Oh, bastards.
I want to see him fight.
Of course you do. You want to see everybody fight.
Yep.
Damn it, Lisa.
All of that is this afternoon between 5 and 6, so come on back. In the meantime, Kat Corbett's got 40 minutes nonstop K-Rock music next, including some Linkin Park, also Kings of Leon, Incubus, Coldplay, Dramarama, and more next on K-Rock.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ, and it's the Kevin and Bean Cinco de la Tarde. Sounded like I was going to say a lot more there.
Reba.
It certainly did. It certainly did.
Sorry.
Just announced on this morning's Kevin and Bean show, destination number 4 of the K-Rock World Tour 2009. This is a gooder, too. We're hooking you up with tickets to go see Coldplay at the Home Depot Center this July 18th. Tickets go on sale Saturday morning at 10. And every time you win those tickets all week long on K-Rock, you are eligible for the grand prize drawing to send you for destination number 4 of the K-Rock World Tour 2009, which is Coldplay in Bergen, Norway.
Yeah!
Stick around, your chance to win and qualify coming up on K-Rock.
You know, it seems like you throw your life into a certain, you know, job and you spend a lot of time. And halfway through you go, I don't know if this is going to be worth the time.
Oh, sure.
I'm spending a lot of time, a lot of effort.
Yeah.
And it turns out to be way more work and effort than you thought. Right. And yet you're halfway in. You've already spent hours and hours and hours and hours.
You can't quit.
Can't quit. You don't know if it's going to be worth it or not. I got to tell you, Victor Solomon has done something that must have taken him 17 years, and it's worth every sweet second.
Of really? His life.
Yes. It's fantastic. Victor, good afternoon.
How you guys doing?
Hey,
very
Victor.
Good. Thank you.
Thanks a lot for joining us. I don't know how we found out about your site, victorsolomon.com, but you put something up there that's so remarkable that Kevin's right. You can't believe that somebody decided to take the time to do this just to entertain the world.
Well, I'm flattered, I guess.
Well, tell people what you did.
I cut together every curse word from every episode of The Sopranos ever.
And it's 27 minutes of nothing but cursing. 27 minutes. How many episodes are there? There were 7, 8 seasons?
I think 86 episodes total, so 86 hours of footage distilled down to the 27 finest curse words in the history of the English language.
And what's fascinating about the way you did it, Victor, is you took out everything else in the sentence. You only isolated, in most cases, the F word, right?
Right.
Or whatever the word was.
And it's the video of it, so you see them doing it.
Yes.
Which is spectacular.
It's fascinating.
All right,
which is nice because you get a kind of a guide through the whole series via bad language.
Yeah, you can kind of relive it.
Do you know how long it took you to edit it?
It took me about 9 months put together.
At about 7 months, did you go, that's enough. It's 19 minutes long. That's probably enough.
The thing that's a little bit embarrassing about how much attention this is getting is that this actually wasn't made for public consumption whatsoever.
So you did this just for yourself or just for your friends, or who did you do it for then?
Well, last year I was directing a music video that had a really complicated pyrotechnic stunt in it. And long story short, I ended up in the hospital for a while. And while I was there, I was watching Sopranos on A&E. So I was just imagining how funny it would be to look on A&E's editing room floor. I just had someone bring me a computer and started doing it in my hospital room.
Let's hear a little bit of Victor Solomon's work. Again, we're talking about editing all the swear words out of The Sopranos and putting them back to back. And you can see this video, 27 minutes of it, at victorsolomon.com. But this audio clip will give you a taste of what we're talking about.
We can't play all of the curse words because of the FCC. So we have had to beat a few of them.
Yeah.
Oh, that was a good part.
That's
like
a beautiful right there. Isn't that nice? You want to hear some more? Pretty strong.
Yeah.
That part that just went by, that's my favorite part.
Oh, me too.
Yeah, that's good.
I love you.
Oh, that has a sweet ending, though. A sweet, unexpected ending.
Oh, my God.
You rule, Victor.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks for coming on. Now, I don't want to take away from the fact that the singles party, Kevin, was a huge success on Friday night. I don't want that to get lost. I don't want people to think that it's nothing but a freak show when we have these parties. Because
right.
In reality, we had a couple hundred K-Rock singles there. Lots of people hooked up. Lots of people had a great time. This is kind of a sidebar note to what else was going on at the party Friday.
Well, the Armenian comedian called us all last week saying, I want to come to the singles party. I want to come to the singles party. I want to come to the singles party.
And some of us said no.
Right. And he called Lightning a bunch. He called Mike a bunch. He doesn't call Bean because Bean doesn't like him.
Yeah.
But finally, we ended up saying, yes, as long as you come as Mr. Clown. That's a character that the Armenian comedian creates, Mr. Clown.
He's versatile.
Very, very funny white face clown makeup with a funny wig. Sam, good afternoon.
How are you?
Very good.
How's your back?
Excellent. Never better.
Good.
That's kind of a random question.
No, he gave me a bracelet on Friday night. Of little balls.
Is it magnet?
He said it was.
Well, that's new and interesting.
Yeah, he said it would solve all of my back pain, but I immediately put it on my penis, so I don't know. I don't know what.
Usually, Sam offers something else to make you forget your pain.
That's true.
So the Armenian comedian, dressed as Mr. Clown, shows up at the party last night. Now, what was the deal, Sam? We wanted you there. We invited you, yet you had some trouble getting in for some reason?
Yes, you know, the guys, they didn't know who I was. I was disguised.
What
know,
guys? This is an outrage.
Yeah. They'll be fired.
What guys?
Well, the security guys.
You mean it was almost as if every person working the door at the Roxy Friday night had special instructions to not let you in?
Yeah.
Oh, that's ridiculous. Yeah, I am outraged.
I had to murder somebody to, you know, like, you know, around the corner, I murdered. I said, you want me to murder you guys too? And then, okay.
I'm sorry. I
mean, you murdered somebody?
Sam, if you don't mind my butting in here, when you say you murdered somebody.
Yes.
That's clearly not murdering.
And that's why Lisa May was mad at me. She threw a whiskey at my eyes.
She did throw a drink at your face, I don't think it was. I don't think she knew at the time that it was because you murdered somebody.
I didn't know you had slain somebody in the driveway.
Now, Sam, just allay our fears. Would you? You didn't murder anybody.
No, I pretend to murder somebody.
Pretend to murder.
That's fine, because we've gotten in trouble with a very similar situation to this in the past. We don't want that to happen again. All right, so you get inside to the party finally after several hours out on the sidewalk. Somehow you finally work your way into the party. How did you feel that Mr. Clown was received by the drunk singles at the party, Sam?
He was awesome. I thought the party was held for me.
The party was held for you. That's true, Sam.
Every time you spoke or got up on stage, everybody booed you as loud as they could. Is that part of what made it awesome?
Yeah, whatever. You know, whatever that makes them happy, I got along with it.
I see. So you're happy as long as they're entertained.
Yeah.
Okay.
Boo, moo, wow, woo, it doesn't matter.
What does that mean?
Whoa.
What noise?
He's saying whatever noise they want to make. Oh. Whatever noise they want to make is fine as long as they're paying attention to Mr. Clown. All right, so what happened with you and Lisa? Where did that go so horribly wrong?
She burned my eyes for about 20 seconds.
Well, okay. Sam, I was just trying to entertain everyone, and I thought you could help me.
Oh.
It was a whole skit.
Well, instead of you throwing me whiskey in my eyes, why don't you come and grab me and dance with me?
She could
have
done that.
That would not be as entertaining.
That would have been a choice, but it's not the one she made in the spur of the moment.
Yeah.
I
was moved by the spirit.
Right.
Of hate.
Moved by the spirit, yes.
Friday the 13th.
Yes.
That's it.
Good
point. I was possessed, Sam.
Let me tell you something that is going to surprise you, I think, is that Lisa May is the nicest person you ever want to meet. She's so mild-mannered. She's so forgiving. She's got so much tolerance for others. I mean, she used to carpool with Adolf Hitler. Never gave it a second thought, okay? She finds the good in everybody.
Yeah,
but
happened is, let me explain to you.
Yes.
She swallows, she be kind. She swallows,
Whoa, hey, take it easy, dude.
She blows up. Boom.
Oh, okay,
you're saying.
She takes it. She takes it, and then
I can't take it anymore.
And then she starts giving.
Right.
Right?
And
What I'm saying is all the people that she's forgiving them, I mean, she still exchanges Christmas cards with Osama bin Laden. I mean, she says the 9/11 thing, overblown, okay? But for some reason, you, Sam, you're the one that gets her so angry that she'll walk across a dance floor and throw a drink in your face. That's crazy, right?
Yeah.
Maybe
doesn't seem to bother him.
Maybe it's those jokes, Sam.
You know what? She loves me.
She does love you.
She has to show me that way.
She does. That's how she shows.
Oh.
That's how she shows her love.
Okay, one more question.
Yes.
Sure.
Double December 2004 Christmas. Right.
Nice talking to you, Sam. Bye-bye now.
I don't belong here. I'm in the wrong place. I can tell, looking around, everyone else is different than me. I don't belong here.
This is the extended dance remix.
This is an inappropriate location for me. I should be otherwise located, because I don't belong here.
Kind of sounds like the new R. Kelly.
Yep.
Trapped in the wrong place is what it sounds like. All right, it's the Kevin and Bean Show on the world-famous K-Rock. Kevin and Bean, Cinco de la Tarde for a Tuesday afternoon. That voice you hear is Ralph Garman. He is here, as he is every day at this time, with a look at the showbiz beat. What's going on?
Did you guys see Concords this weekend?
I haven't watched it yet.
Maybe the funniest episode of the season.
Really?
Damn those guys and their hilarity.
That's on Sunday nights on HBO, and it's fantastic.
Yeah. Got to pick up their new hit single, Too Much D*** on the Dance Floor.
It's so great.
It's the best song I've heard in a long time. They're in a nightclub, three guys like dancing together. You know their friend Dave who runs the pawn shop?
I love that guy.
He's like, God, dude, get back off. We got to give some lady room here. It's just way too much d*** on the dance floor. And they go into a full-blown song and dance number regarding that topic. And I just thought it was the greatest thing I'd ever heard. Oh, this movie just keeps getting funnier. I told you last week that the Farrelly brothers, who were doing a new Three Stooges movie, are talking about casting.
Mm-hmm.
And they said they want Sean Penn to play Larry. And he said, that's inspired casting.
Sean Penn to play Larry.
Who's funnier than Sean Penn?
No one's
hilarious. Who's wackier and more zany and madcap than Sean Penn as Larry Fine of the Three Stooges? Well, today we find out that they're also in conversations with Johnny Depp as Mo.
Wow.
It just gets funnier.
Project.
It just gets funnier. Johnny Depp as Mo. Yeah, spread out you two. Awesome. Who can play curly now? Who can we think? Ooh, what's Ian McKellen doing? Can we get him in? What about Dame Judi Dench? Does she have any time in her schedule we can fit her
Harrison
in?
Ford.
Oh, Harrison Ford.
That would
he's
be a
curly.
That would
right
be a
there
threesome of power.
Mo, Larry, cheese. Mo, Larry, cheese. Woo, 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 woo. I'm a victim of circumstance.
Great. Do you think that there's an audience for a Three Stooges movie? I mean, a lot of young people don't really care or know about them at all, Ralph. Who's going to go see this?
I never saw it, but I know it's classic. I would watch.
You never saw the Stooges?
No.
Growing up, you didn't watch the Stooges on television?
No, they were in the like 40s, right?
No, they were on television. No. Right in front of you in your own
what
time.
It was showing yeah when I was a kid.
It was showing right in your time.
No.
Live right there on the television.
I didn't watch that.
But it's funny. They're the guy. I mean, it's your kind of humor. Guys belting each other in the head with pipes and setting each other on fire and sticking their fingers in their eyes. It's like, it was Jackass before Jackass.
Your impressions of it sound funny.
Oh, man.
But I'm just saying there are probably a lot of people who don't know anything about it that if they like these actors.
Look, the Farrelly brothers make funny movies. I mean, these are guys
who watch
Dumb and Dumber and something about Mary. I mean, these guys know how to make funny slapstick movies, so if that's their okay inspiration, I still think it could be funny, especially with Depp and Penn.
Yeah, they
those
are
madcap cut up.
Just wacky, those two.
Well, it's just a matter of time. This Twitter mania that's going on. Everyone's Twittering.
Sure.
Or tweeting. I guess you tweet on
tweeting
your Twitter, right?
Yeah, you tweet.
Now we've got our first celebrity Twitter feud.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Apparently Perez Hilton and Lily Allen have been going at it on the Twitter.
I hate it when girls fight.
Monday, just yesterday, raining insults on each other on their Twitters. Just mean tweeting. Just tweeting mean back and forth. Apparently, Perez Hilton found out that they were casting for Lily Allen's new music video.
Right.
And so he started tweeting all his fans, saying that they should support the idea of him being cast in the music video.
Okay.
So she apparently was on the Twitter at the time and saw the posting. Mm-hmm. And posted back, "I'm sorry, but the role of bitter, lonely old queen has already been cast."
Oh. Point to Lily Allen, by the way.
Yeah.
She's the best.
Then in just a barrage of tweets back and forth, it started to get ugly. And Perez Hilton said, "Oh, by the way, good luck selling your album. I saw it in the store for $3.99. It's not moving. Too bad for you." And just angry, angry, angry Twitter.
This is Perez Hilton, by the way. There's 20 other guys who have better websites for entertainment news than he does. And he does nothing but constantly promote himself. What does he offer?
What's good about Perez Hilton?
He draws penises on pictures.
He does do that.
He does that, I guess.
White peni.
There's a lot of penis drawings
yep
and funny names and words written on people's pictures.
That happens.
I think his key is that he is the ultimate self-promoter. He has sort of promoted himself into celebritydom just by getting his face and his name out there.
Yep. But Lily Allen is actually famous for being talented and giving Perez Hilton and his ilk someone to write about because she's somebody who's actually doing something.
Like giving kids drugs.
What
Lily Allen's doing, God bless her. Lily, I think, has a relaxed attitude regarding drugs.
You think?
She mentioned in one interview that the media is always portraying drugs in a negative light, with people being all strung out and, you know, committing crimes to buy more drugs and being addicted.
That's
she
true
wants the more flattering portrayal. She knows tons of people who do tons of cocaine but go to work every day, you know, and live normal, satisfying lives.
They handle it. They handle their biz.
That's what she wants to see.
Sure.
And now in the Daily Mail, UK tabloid, apparently she thinks parents should share drugs with their children.
What?
Parents, Dr. Drew on the phone.
Parents should say...
He's been wrong.
This is her quote. "Drugs might seem fun, but they do funny things to your brain. Some people react to it good. Nice grammar. Some don't. Try it and see what you think."
Hilarious.
It's a very grown-up attitude, I think, Lily. I think you may have something there.
Look, kids, there are some people who survive getting hit by a train. Others don't. Why don't you go ahead and see how it works for you?
Give it a try. Right. See what happens.
Ask Britney Spears how it worked for her. Her very public meltdown apparently is the inspiration to another artist. 50 Cent is using her self-destruction as inspiration for his brand new CD, Before I Self-Destruct. 50 tells an interviewer that watching Britney through her tough times was, and his quote, "the greatest show on earth."
It was pretty good.
He said it was great to watch her spin out of control because it makes the average person feel better.
Those were some heady days back then.
He's got a point.
Good old days.
Yeah. Speaking of rappers, did you read over the weekend Chris Brown's statement?
No.
Yeah, it didn't seem like it was.
The bitch set me up? Was that it?
No, no. It was more like he's sincerely sorry for what transpired, and he is currently working with his pastor and his mother to try to overcome these horrible things, and he looks forward to talking more about it when he can, and blah, blah. Just sounded just like his voice. Just as if he just sat down and penned it himself.
Sure.
It was remarkable how it just sounded like Chris.
Yeah. Yeah. You're saying his lawyer probably wrote it?
No.
Oh, right.
Why what yeah. Did you think that?
When are we going to get some sort of update on how Rihanna's doing, by the way? She has been, I mean, she has not been spoken to or cited once since this incident occurred.
I'm guessing she's not in a rush to get out there and talk about it.
Yeah.
Her family says she's healing and, you know, still traumatized, but physically she's still bruised up and getting better.
I think sometimes people are really mean to the hot, popular girl.
Yeah, that's true.
It's always so funny. I thought she wouldn't get any more hits after Umbrella, but it turns out...
You,
oh, nope. Wow. Come on. Wow. That's not what I meant.
No, you didn't.
You guys.
Too soon.
Look what you've done. Look how you're trying to paint me.
You did.
Look how you paint me.
He did it. He did
it. Heard that over the weekend. Couldn't resist. No, sir.
Maybe you should have.
We can cut that out, though.
Nope.
Right? Not you can take that out. Just take it right out of there.
Ralph at krock.com.
Hayden Panettiere and Milo Ventimiglia. Apparently calling it quits, according to Us Magazine.
Yeah, didn't you report last week that she was seen with someone else?
Yeah. It was Agent Cody Banks.
I don't think so.
No.
That was it.
No, it was...
some dude.
Carpe Diem.
That's not a person.
It's not a person?
No.
It was one of those funny named people.
It's like Ed Harris or somebody, wasn't it?
Ed Harris, that's it.
It wasn't Ed Harris.
It was Ed Harris. No, it was Emmylou Harris. Emmylou Harris.
Wasn't
that was
Harris.
That was it, yeah.
It was the Harris poll.
That's what it was. Was she smoking it?
Oh, wow.
What was that?
Why did you just ask if she was s***ing
Because I can't. Because you can't say that.
Oh, I'm sorry. I misunderstood. Yeah. I got ants on my hands.
Me too. There's ants everywhere.
Do you need to dance?
The studio is being overrun by ants. It has been.
They're
for
not
a
in
month.
My pants. They're on my hands.
That was a misunderstanding. Sorry, Ralph.
Anyway, Us Weekly magazine says they had a conflict in lifestyle that led to the breakup. They were in very different places. Milo wanted to stay at home. He's got a production company. Wanted to work on his career. Hayden, on the other hand. Likes the lifestyle. She likes to party. She likes the Hollywood scene. She likes to go to Fashion Week.
Good
for
her.
She likes to live the life of a 19-year-old TV star.
Sure.
That makes sense.
Can you blame her?
Nope.
I can't. But they both seem like lovely people. And according to their spokespeople, they are still on very friendly terms, have no hard feelings with each other, and look forward to saving the world yet once again from Siler.
Yeah, that's a TV show, Rob.
Whatever that means. Today's celebrity birthdays. Paris Hilton is 28 years old today. Jerry O'Connell, one of our favorite actors. Not always in our favorite shows.
No,
but one of our favorite actors, right?
When he spoofed Tom Cruise, that was maybe the best thing I've ever seen.
Brilliant, brilliant video. 35 years old. Foo Fighters drummer Taylor Hawkins, 37. Billy Joe Armstrong of Green Day, also 37. Denise Richards is 38. Tim Mahoney of 311 is 39. Luke Robitaille.
It's at the Kings game on Saturday, and somebody behind me was yelling, "Put in Robitaille!" And I thought, dude, he's been retired now for 5 years.
Were things that bad now? They were calling for the retired players?
It wasn't that bad. No, that's why I couldn't understand what the hell he was doing.
Did they win on Saturday?
Well, they didn't win technically.
Oh, not technically.
But they came back and
it was a moral victory?
Yes. They tied it with 20 seconds to go.
That's pretty strong.
And then lost the shootout.
Yeah.
Sorry, what?
Luke's 43 years old today. Michael Jordan, basketball legend, is 46, as is Larry the Cable Guy. Comic legend, Larry the Cable Guy. Lou Diamond Phillips is 47, and Rene Russo turns 55 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Woo!
Thank you, Ralph, and thanks to our guest, Victor Solomon, for joining us again. His website, victorsolomon.com, if you want to see the 27 best minutes ever of The Sopranos, as he described to us earlier in the hour. Very, very funny stuff.
Tomorrow morning, all new Kevin and Bean show. We have Mr. Skin on the program. He's going to tell us about his Anatomy Awards.
Yeah.
Play on words.
Sounds
people.
Like Academy.
Also, we're going to talk to the spokesperson for the Marijuana Policy Project. They are suggesting a boycott of Kellogg's, which I stand firmly behind.
Oh, because they dropped Swimmer Boy.
Michael Phelps.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yep.
Talk to them tomorrow. And we have Adam Sessler from G4 on talking about Street Fighter 4 and the new Grand Theft Auto.
All of that tomorrow morning right here on the morning edition of the Kevin and Bean Show. But don't go away. Our friend Nicole Alvarez, who, by the way, was awesome and having a great time at our singles party on Friday night. Glad she stopped by for that to see us. She's got 60 minutes of nonstop K-Rock music, including the Smashing Pumpkins, also Weezer, Foo Fighters, Rise Against, Chili Peppers, and more next on K-Rock.